really starts. The Don and Mike Show.
Participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I thought it was going to be better than that. Yeah, screw it. No, now I gotta get it out.
I love Charlie Saul.
Oh, snap out of him, will you?
Except they left out an A. Instead of saying Hank, look around him, they said look around him.
That's okay.
You sure? Because I could try to go out and buy an A.
This is a perfect chance to get you kids some nice church shoes.
What do we need church shoes for? Jesus wore sandals.
Well, maybe if he had better arch support, they wouldn't have caught him.
Take them all! Take them all! Not me! I'm too young to die!
This is Tom Bodette. What you see is what you get with Females for Honor.
First of all, membership is for life. Take your time, change your mind, you'll never be rushed. Although usually our members find their apprentice in around 6 months. If she gets hit by a train 10 years from now, it's a lifetime membership. You're reinstated for free.
Joe. Joe's the guy who wears a shirt that says Joe on it. Joe.
Don't get high!
Joe's the guy who wears a shirt that says Joe on it.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Words you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Oh, God.
Here they come.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, they all wanted the
$2 millionaire
to vote for Bojo.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy, himself. A man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Which is odd, because they normally root for the blondes. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Hey, Matt Elliott had a daughter, and all the ships at sea.
Really?
Yeah, Abby, congratulations and mazel tov. They are mildly cross-eyed. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Yeah.
Thank you, Rob. Thanks, Rob. And thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Tuesday. January 28er. Right. And here's the phone number, 877-365-3636.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Look, see, we did that one.
That's perfect.
That's
just fading out.
There's the natural fade on the music.
It was a beautiful wintry mix.
Hello and welcome to the show. I don't know who supplied me with this, but I have a new picture of Jennifer Aniston to look at.
Oh, wow.
She obviously is on some award show.
I think that's
People's Choice, maybe?
Yeah, it looks like it.
That's anyway, the ABN Awards, I think.
Take a look. She could be in an adult film. Oh, yeah. Look at those headlights. Man, look at those nips. Some great nips. Can you see that from your...
I want to see it closer, but
from
spot even from here, you can
miles
go.
Away,
she's
but,
very, very beautiful.
Yes, she is.
I'm going to put that in my dog-eared folder.
She is very, very beautiful.
With the other near-nude photo that I have of Jennifer Aniston.
I think the picture was taken at the People's Choice, but somehow I keep thinking Golden Globes.
Ah!
Bada bing.
Oh, you're funny. Thank you. The unique brand of Rob Spiewak humor.
Comedy, thy name is Spiewak.
From the same guy who brought you the joke, you remember this one?
Yes.
The logo at the Super Bowl looked like a swastika.
Yes, I didn't laugh quite that heartily at that one.
That was the Golden Globe joke. Before we get to Joe Millionaire and some mail that we got and some other stuff to talk about, guys, can you relate? Last night... There we are.
I didn't get to sleep at all.
We're in the
bed. No.
We're in the bed, me and my wife.
Right.
And
what's that like?
Oh, it's great, Mike.
Okay.
So what? Well, being with me anywhere is fantastic. But
right.
But as you well know, being in bed with me, the cuddling.
Yeah, I love it.
The nurturing, nurturing that I bring to a relationship and my always warm legs and feet under the blankets.
I don't get it that much anymore because we don't do many road trips anymore.
So here's the drill. We as a family unit, we watch Joe Millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Then the kid goes, Bart goes on the computer, whatever he's doing, and Frieda and I get into bed. We watch CSI,
mm-hmm.
and we have some great man-on-woman sex. And I'm thinking... But it doesn't get much better than this.
Of course not.
I've watched TV. I've spent time with my family. I bang my wife. I bang that thing good and hard. And, you know, my back's feeling better. And now it's time to turn off the lights. But I enjoy watching TV as I go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 11 p.m. And I like watching Jerry Seinfeld on Channel 5. I don't like watching the news or anything. That's what I like. 11 o'clock, I go to sleep with Jerry Seinfeld on.
Mm-hmm.
So, all TVs have volume controls that are different. The scale is different.
That's true, right?
But on the TV in our bedroom, I will tell you that if I'm just in there by myself...
Is it a series of little kittens?
No, it's numbers.
Oh, that would be the Hello Kitty.
Numbers. Normally, the number that I listen to at is volume 26.
It's not bad.
I don't think it's bad either.
Not at all.
Now, when Frieda comes to bed, I turn it down normally to... Volume 18 or 19.
I listen to 60.
So she can read while I'm watching television.
That's the truth.
Here's the pisser. Last night we get done with everything. We watch TV. We have sex. We lay in bed. She's ready to go to sleep. She rolls over, and I have Jerry Seinfeld on. Now I have it set at level 10, meaning that the loudness is at 10.
How can you even hear it at that?
I can't. I can barely hear it. I'm lip reading.
She
leans up and she takes the remote. She rolls over, takes the remote, and she moves it down one notch to 9. Now there's not a lot of discernible difference between 9 and 10.
One notch.
She rolls back over.
It's a junior man, Jerry.
I pick up the remote and I go 10. 11.
Uh-huh.
I move it up to 11. She rolls over and she goes, "Why do you insist on doing that?" I said, "Doing what?" You know, because I'm thinking, you can't really tell the difference between 9 and 11.
Were you trying to sneak it by her?
Yeah, of course I was. Okay. She was at this point, she wanted the TV off so bad.
Was George Costanza in the scene?
No, as a matter of fact, he wasn't.
See, that would make the difference. He's one of the loudest characters on the...
It was the one where Kramer's getting his license plates, and he gets the ass man license plates. Okay. So it was a lot of Kramer at the DMV.
All right.
So she rolls over in disgust when I won't turn the TV off, when she turns it down to volume level 9, which is impossible to hear to begin with. She rolls over in bed, lays on her stomach, puts a pillow on her head as if I'm blasting some kind of semisonic sound at her and pulls the blanket over.
Wow.
So I sit there for a second and very, very soft as a cat, lean over, take the remote, move it up to 11. Immediately, she pops out of bed and she goes, "Why'd you turn that up?" I said, "So I could hear it." She said, "Now it's too loud." I said, "Okay, I'll turn it down." I turned it down to 10.
Mm-hmm.
She rolls back over, and she rolls back then, and she goes, "You didn't turn it down." I said, "Yes, I did. It was at 11. Now it's at 10. I said, "Really, there's no discernible difference." "Then why do you insist on turning it up?" Because it has to be. Because I guess there is a discernible difference.
The threshold of sound.
That I have to be able to hear what's happening.
Right.
And at that point, I just get the whole guilt trip. I'm tired, and I just have to get some sleep, and all I want to do is go to sleep, and you and your television, and you've already seen all these shows a million times.
Have you thought about headphones?
Yeah, but here's the problem.
I want to tell you.
She got me those wireless headphones. Yeah. Can't stand them because you can't go to sleep. Right. I like watching the TV. Nothing better than going to sleep, watching TV, waking up like at 1:30 in the morning, and for just a second, your eyes are fuzzy, and you look and you go, oh, hey, Charles in charge. Mm-hmm. And you know it's the middle of the night. And
but your friend is there to keep you comforting.
And you that's when you turn it off.
Right.
Well, and for whatever reason, last night, she just had an absolute S-fit over this.
Wow.
Over the fact that the volume was being turned louder than 9.
How did it resolve itself?
Yeah.
Well, how do all of our arguments resolve themselves?
Okay.
How have we remained married for almost 22 years?
Gotcha. Who went into the other room?
No, it wasn't that.
That's what it normally is, isn't it?
Normally, what happens last night happened.
What?
I turned the TV off.
And went to sleep fitfully.
Yeah, went to sleep, you know, dreaming of... What was the end of that Seinfeld?
Yeah. Right.
I know that Kramer had the Ass Man license plate, but I know some other guy had applied for Ass Man.
Remember how earlier in the episode he made Fusilli Jerry?
Out of Silly Putty or whatever?
Out of Fusilli Pasta, and Frank Costanza falls, gets it in an unmentionable place.
Frank Costanza?
Yeah, George's father.
George's
all right.
Because okay. George and his George's dad and mom have separated at this point.
Uh-huh. And then they go to the proctologist to get it removed, and then when they're in the waiting room, he looks up, and Kramer sees that the boat that the proctologist owns is named the Ass Man. And Kramer says, so you're the Ass Man, and the proctologist winks at him.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That's the end.
That's the end.
Very good.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks for tying that up in a neat bow for me. I just wanted to say now, because I can't say this at home,
yeah.
What a pisser.
Yeah.
What a pisser. It's my house. It's my castle.
Mm-hmm.
I only had the volume at 11. The volume is normally at 26.
Might be time for Franklin and Eleanor.
What do you mean? I'm not getting separate bedrooms. I got to tap that thing.
Tap it and then go to your room.
Mike, I enjoy sleeping in the same bed with my wife.
So did I.
I do, but this is a gigantic problem. But for a while, she embraced it. She actually thought it was cute that there was a certain show on at a certain time,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of lulled me to sleep.
Right.
Now it's become this whole big major thing, or she was saying to me last night, okay, we watched Joe Millionaire, we watched CSI, both of which she enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
She liked both the shows. We had sex. Now why do you have to have Jerry Seinfeld?
Right.
Well, it was like the perfect ending to the perfect evening. And all I wanted to do was hear the goddamn show. Now, I'm always assured of turning it off by 11:30, because
mm-hmm.
I never want to watch Dave Letterman at 11:30, because I always TiVo Letterman.
Right. For the next day.
Yeah, for the next day. And I never watch Jay Leno just because he sucks.
Yeah.
So I'm always in down mode. I'm always in REM by 11:30 at the very latest. But I gotta have the TV. And I gotta have a level that's more than 9.
Well, how's this gonna resolve itself?
I don't know. I mean, I brought it up with her today, and somehow it ended up just snowballing into the whole jolly thing again.
Oh no.
You know,
jolly.
That's
months ago.
Yeah. I know, but and it's my own fault. I never should have even gone there.
Yeah.
But I made the mistake of bringing it up, of bringing up the TV volume. And
right.
Then the whole fact that, you know, well, that's why you have your own room and you watch TV at this incredible volume level. Well, I watch TV at the incredible volume levels because I have the incredible sound system. And like when,
yes.
when there's a movie on that's got lots of shooting, I want to hear the shooting.
Sure.
I want to hear the helicopters, you know, and then it's the whole thing where you're not jolly enough. You're not.
Has anybody done a study on disc jockeys, on people that do what we do.
What?
That have people that have headphones on every day. Because I worry about that now as I you know, as I creep into middle age. I wonder about
I was a kid, though, even when I was first getting into radio, my first job was when I was...
You still cranked your headphones?
12, but I was working full-time at 14. I always ran my headphones full volume, but even before I got into radio, I always listen to things extra loud.
If you want to have a peek into your future, may I cite as an example Surf?
Well, Surf used to have the loudest headphones of anybody. You could hear Surf's down the hallway.
But the thing about Surf is he could never monitor in the program feed. He'd have to listen to AM Air because it had more top end. That was the only way he could hear it.
And so he and that's, well, Surf is, what, 70?
I don't think, way above that, Mike.
Right.
I don't think that this is a disc jockey thing. I think that this is another one of those classic man woman thing.
Well, I think traditionally men would listen to the television and any other audio source at a louder volume than women would.
I mean, we fight over that more than we fight over the thermostat.
Well, the thermostat, she would like it to be warmer, you would like it to be cooler.
No, in the summertime. In the wintertime, here's the deal. And we have this fight, too, all the time, where there's a central heating. There are two heating units in our house, one for the upstairs, one for the downstairs.
That's called two-zoned.
Sometimes downstairs, it's colder than a witch's teeth. So what I'll do is I'll go over there and I'll see she's got it set at 67. Well, I'll turn it to 71.
So you want it to be warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer.
Yes, well, as most modern Americans do.
Yeah.
So I set it at 71, and I walk back 2 minutes later. She's got it set back down at 67.
Oh, you're right.
Well, I go back and I set it back to 71, and I go back and it's back to 67. And she says, turning it to 71 is not going to increase the heat level in the house.
Really?
And I say, how is that? She says, well, because the house is so large with so many areas that in the sensor area, eventually it's going to reach that temperature in parts of the house. But really, it makes no difference between 67 and 71. And I say, well, if it makes no difference, let's keep it at 71. They said, well, no, if it makes no difference, let's keep it at 67.
Oh, my.
And then it's the opposite in the winter, or in the summer, rather, because in the summer, I love cranking the AC. Right. I mean, I just like it like a meat locker
right,
in the summer.
Right, exactly.
And she loves hot, humid weather, loves opening the windows with no air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the times, we'll do the thing inside our house that lots of guys love doing in their car, where the windows are down and you still have the air conditioning going.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's another great thing about being a guy.
I have a convertible and I turn the air conditioning on full blast during the summer.
Sure.
With the top down.
Of course you do. But you know why?
Because
you have a penis,
right?
You have a scrotum,
yes,
and you have testicles.
I do indeed.
That's why.
Two.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you. Well, you know, since the surgery, I have to.
Congratulations on that.
Got rid of the other three.
All I know is I went to bed in a foul mood about this last
night. You still seem to be affected by it.
Yeah. It's just pissed me off. With
you know, sometimes you might find this interesting. Sometimes I'll actually just start pick a fight with myself about the temperature. You know, I'll just have one side of my brain saying, you know, hey, you ought to turn the heat up. Or I'll speak to myself and I'll, you know, like, for example, today the hot water in the shower wasn't getting hot enough and I adjusted a little bit too over and I kind of yelled at myself and I'm like, God damn it. And I just moved it to the left and, yeah, that's what I did.
That's nice, Mike.
Thanks.
That's not. I mean that as a compliment.
Thank you.
Sometimes
I had Boston Market last night.
Sometimes that's an enviable position to be in.
You think
to actually be in a home that you're paying for and actually be in control.
Make the decision
of some of the mechanical stuff that actually is happening in your house.
Take you try psychologically to just compensate for being alone. I bought the Boston Market Family 4 dinner pack, which comes with the whole chicken, you know, just to, because I didn't want
to
order. I didn't want to order a half a chicken.
Was that to impress the lady behind the counter?
There was a guy behind the counter, but there's a great looking lady in back.
To make him think that there was a family waiting.
I didn't want to sit there and, you know, I wasn't planning on going out or doing anything, going out to dinner. I was going home, and I figured if I ordered the half a chicken and, you know, one piece of cornbread and a, you know, thing of steamed vegetables, it would have been transparent. So
obvious.
Since the lady was in back of me, I ordered the family 4-pack.
There you go.
And then walked out and was very much aware of my big bag of food, you know, that half of it ended up in the trash.
Well, you're bringing it allegedly to your make-believe family.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And you know, you have to do things like that every now and then.
Listen, every time...
Maybe I'm too aware of others.
Sometimes. Every time you get sad about something like that, mm-hmm. think about a guy like me.
Right.
Who at 11 o'clock at night is waging World War III with, yeah. with his wife in bed mm-hmm. about volume level between 9 and 11, mm-hmm. which incidentally... It's not. It's like one third of what the volume should be to be laying in bed,
right.
watching TV.
Yes,
sounds low.
Jesus! And then I found the TV that we have in our bedroom is so old it doesn't even have closed captioning.
Oh.
Because I was gonna finally go to that.
Oh, well, that sucks. Though.
And
well, get that changed.
Well, no, Buzz. You know, here's the problem. I checked it out on another TV downstairs,
yeah.
and the closed captioning. I feel bad. For people who are deaf.
I know.
Closed captioning sucks.
Sometimes.
Even on a show like, I don't know what it was I was watching, Leave with the Beaver or something. I was down, I went down on the regular TV.
Right.
And where it's got closed captioning, and you have Leave with the Beaver, okay? So, obviously, you already know the script in advance. Mm-hmm. You already know what Beaver and Wally are going to say. But as I'm following along, imagining that I'm the deaf person... The lines are out of sync,
mm-hmm. right?
And mm-hmm. words are misspelled.
They're wrong.
And the punctuation is wrong.
Yeah, I understand.
And that's not a way to go either.
I mean, I've had TVs where the closed captioning was on and I couldn't turn it off. And I practically wanted to throw the TV out the window, and then I find the right button. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's maddening. I'm not a big fan of the closed captioning.
All I know
unless
is...
you have to have it. Those God love all those people that have it.
God bless them.
God damn it. You know, I want.
You don't sound like you're over it. I mean, it doesn't.
I'm not.
It's been resolved.
I'm not.
I'm not
jolly about it.
Is the TV that you have in your bedroom, does it have any kind of sound system?
No, just, you know, it's a regular TV. It's got the.
You got the speakers down at the base of the TV coming out. That's how you have it?
Yeah.
That might be your solution. You go out, you buy yourself, believe it or not, you buy yourself a better sound system for that television, and you'll be able to. Enjoy it at a lower volume. I'm the low end. I think it's the high end frequencies that are getting your wife.
We already have too many TVs. We already have a surplus of TVs. So no, getting another TV is not the question. The only option I can find is getting another wife.
Mm-hmm.
At this point,
who's deaf?
I'd rather be married to
a deaf what? Marilee Matlin.
Marilee Matlin.
Right.
Damn it, Don. How are you?
Or the Miss America. What's her name?
Dang. Is that the thing that we talked about, Ant-Man? The thing is out of your night. That can hear anything.
You can mutter under your breath and not have to worry about being overheard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and really?
Wouldn't even have to mutter under your breath.
I pray she's not listening now.
Uh-oh. That's always dangerous.
That's not good.
You want to know the really... Here's the sign of the total pussy-whipped, coward man that I am. As we were laying in bed last night at 11:10, after we went through this whole volume thing, and I finally turned the TV off, I was laying on my side, facing her. She was laying on her stomach. And with my left hand, I had my right hand under the pillow, and with my left hand, I just giving her the finger. Just...
Oh,
silently in bed.
You do what you can.
Just, you know, she never would see it.
Yeah. Right.
She would never know it. I wasn't bringing attention to it. It was just my own.
She's gone somewhere today, isn't
no,
she?
No, she's not. She could very well be listening right now. She was just out running errands today.
Uh-huh.
But I just laid there silently giving my...
How long did you maintain that position with the finger?
Minutes.
Minutes?
I mean, not...
You sat there relaxed like this?
Yeah. I was lying. I had the... pillow here on the right, and I just, my head was on the pillow, and it was just, I'm looking at her back. I couldn't even really see her
pretty
back.
Pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah.
At this point, and I'm just.
After you've made love.
Just giving her, yeah.
How
yeah.
weird.
You got a vent.
20 minutes after we had just fantastic sex.
Right.
Top notch, grade A sex.
Did you have another one of those sensible dinners last night?
Of course I did.
Okay.
Every
I was wondering
night.
Sometimes, you know, whether the diet might be affecting it, you know, as far as everything. You know, this bickering. Maybe if you had a, you know, a good, like, full ham or something like
no,
that.
No, you know, generally we've not been bickering a lot.
Right.
I mean, we've been on a nice, pretty
right.
steady course.
This seems to really have stuck in your craw, otherwise you wouldn't be bringing it up today.
Yes, and it did. For whatever reason, it just did, because when I got up today... She was out doing whatever she was doing, and I was getting dressed, and I turned the TV on, and I noticed, turn on SportsCenter, and I was, huh, 9, you can barely hear that. So I actually, like an idiot, was walking around my bedroom with a remote control, seeing at what was really a reasonable daytime level to be listening at. And I figured, 26, and at 26, I had problems hearing it.
Yeah,
clearly. I do
listen on my surround system. I listen at 60. Now, I don't know whether that's just because it's weird or something like that, but that's what I listen to it on.
Well, now, on my system that I have, the surround system, the lower the number goes, the higher the sound gets.
Right, really?
Yeah. So that's on odd. Mine, if you got it down like to 6 or you get down to 4, man, it's just
cranking.
It's booming. So in
that low end.
In my room is a 18 to 20 is my normal listening level.
The subwoofer.
Anyway, thank you. This is why I'm only having to see my therapist now once a month, because I'm able to come in here and just give a lot of this stuff on the radio.
Sure. You know, I have not during my turmoils, really gotten together with a mental health professional, and
I'll tell you, they're a waste of money.
Well, you know what? I find that I get just as much satisfaction out of those little brown bottles.
They're a gigantic...
and cheaper.
Therapy's a gigantic waste of money, because you go to a therapist and you tell a therapist everything. The therapist invariably says, well, what do you think?
Right.
Well, listen,
how does that make you feel?
Listen, ask. If I knew what I thought, I wouldn't be sitting here paying you $75 an hour.
You know, if you go to them as a couple, you know, sometimes they hand your wife divorce attorneys cards.
Well, now, you're the only guy that I ever heard of that happening.
Yeah. It's. I still think about that. I do.
I tell my troubles to my therapist, and she says, that is a problem.
Really?
Big help.
You go to one,
big
too?
Big help, yeah.
Rob, you ever been to one?
Never.
You need to, Rob.
No, you got to work out some of those issues, Rob.
You got some issues, Rob.
Yeah.
Although,
You know what? I now am officially scared away completely. I know it's good for some people, but you know that that a lot of the stuff they have me do.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of hoops.
Yeah.
I go to see this guy like once in a month.
Joe's coming in. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Artinger has made his way into
it. Joe, here we go.
Joe, do you go to therapy?
Yeah, I go to Dr. Miller every once in a while for a few hours, and then everything's just fine.
So what is the deal with your hair, man? Are you growing your hair longer?
No, I'm going to cut it off soon, but yeah, for the winter, I just...
Here is everybody.
Joe's the guy who wears a shirt that says Joe on it.
Looks like very red.
Overnight. Looking very rednecky, aren't I?
Star of the Joe Show, Joe.
It's overnight, your hair is
Joe.
Joe, when you go to see Dr. Miller,
yes.
Is Dr. Miller authorized to write you prescriptions?
No. He's over the counter. He's got plenty of over the counter medication for me.
Over the counter?
Really?
Joe.
Right. Really? Like little brown bottles that Mike was referring to.
Oh, Dr. Miller!
Right.
Dr. Miller, he was making a beer joke.
Oh.
And it was so subtle.
I get.
Went over your head?
Yes, like I see Dr. Amstel.
Right. I believe they went to the same school.
There we go.
I hear the crickets. I must go.
Dr. Miller.
All right.
Dr. Miller.
He's really talking about a Dr. Miller now.
Oh, I get it.
Right.
I get jokes.
Yeah.
If we're going to be technical about it, isn't that why that stuff was invented?
Booze?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, isn't that what it's all about? You're
taking the edge off.
You're taking your pain away a little bit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Feel good.
Frankly, that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. Feel good time.
It's feel good juice.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hello.
I wanted to make a comment about your TV thing with your wife.
Yes,
and
darling.
Don't get me wrong. I love for you on the show. I frequently fall asleep watching TV, and my husband will go to sleep. We never have an argument about this. And he has a thing about he'll wake up in the middle of the night, maybe 1:30, and can't get back to sleep, so he'll flip the TV on. And it's just something that we just, you know, we deal with it. Not a big deal.
Hmm. Well, it was a big deal last night in our house.
I can tell.
I never had a problem with that with my ex-wife. And maybe this is one of the many things that she wasn't telling me that she hated.
Hmm.
I seem to remember that, in the middle of the night, I would, turn on the TV sometimes, and quite often she would go to sleep, and I'd keep the TV on, and she never was really bothered by it.
Because most times it's not a problem. Most times, We go through the routine. If she goes to sleep and I watch TV and we fall asleep and then I wake up in the middle of the night and turn it on, it was just, for whatever reason, last night she was overtired and she didn't want the TV on loudly.
Right.
And I need my...
There might have been one or two times with my ex-wife that I actually, ignored that.
Need my Jerry.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike, Buzz, Robbie.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I'm right there with you, Don. My wife does the same thing, but you know what she does that drives me even crazier than bitching about the TV?
What?
Because I'll be laying there trying to sleep, and she'll start hitting me and stuff, telling me she can't sleep.
No, I don't get that.
Nope,
I don't get that. I guess I'm lucky in that regard, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I do that in reverse.
Yes, not to start an argument, but I'm confused about a saying that you used earlier.
Yeah.
You said cold as a witch's teat. I know why you said teat, because you can't use the real word on the air.
Correct.
But would it not be a witch's heart?
No, it would not be.
Well, I mean, that's an old expression, sir.
But I've always heard it colder than a witch's teat.
Yeah,
that's what I've heard.
I mean, it's just it's a colloquialism.
So not
the same, but I'm confused.
Not to start an argument, but F off.
Okay?
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, I'm doing a military up here in Seattle. I'm taking off, and I just wanted to call and say hi and goodbye to you guys. I hope you guys up here.
Did you mention you're a military guy?
Yes.
Okay. You're taking off to where?
The Middle East.
Oh, you're heading over there?
Yeah.
Good luck. Keep your head up.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, good. Hey, well, keep your head down. I just want to say I listen to you guys for about 4 years now, and I moved up here to Seattle. I got transferred, and you're the only good thing on up here.
All right. Well, stay alive, my friend.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, see you later.
I'll ask you this, but what are the polls say? Does America want to do this? What is America thinking right now?
Less so. I mean, Bush has a strong...
Mike, excuse me. Who cares what Pollocks think?
I mean, you said it sounds like a Gallup poll.
Right.
I understand.
I'm sure that Polish Americans would be part of that survey, but no, I didn't mean the people in Poland.
Pollocks. You know.
I just haven't heard...
Support has slipped considerably.
But I mean, do the majority of Americans want to go to war, or do the majority of Americans not want to go to war? Because I have not heard anybody... talking about that.
The last I heard, it was a slim majority.
And I fault the government. The government has not worked the hype machine enough to get us built up into a frenzy.
Hasn't sold.
And I really think
the camp that I fall into is this lady that I heard on the news, this lady that was quoted, where she said, show me some evidence.
Right.
And I haven't seen enough.
They say they will after Friday. The White House says it will have some evidence after Friday.
Yeah, but the guy that was supposed to look and see where the bombs are came back yesterday and said, they might have this.
But, Mike, ain't it enough evidence just that the guy's a scumbag?
Yeah, I don't...
Ain't it enough?
If the guy's not really, represent... I mean, I was a believer that we should have gone in and waxed him with a case. Now whole world is kind of going, and we're gonna stir up more S than is worth it. I'm not for it.
No, I'm for it. I'm 100% for it.
You'd be for it no matter. You are for it no matter what.
War is good.
You've become a total hawk. You've always been a hawk.
War is good for America. War will be good for the economy.
No, not necessarily.
No. It will. We get in a big one. Oh, baby. Come on.
Not the same world as World War II, when it was great for the economy. It's not the same climate.
You just wait. No. You wait. You watch. America will rally around a war.
You see that, Don?
What do you give me, the peace sign?
Yeah, I'm a peacenik.
Peace.
I'm a peacenik.
Not me. And I don't think we should send troops. I think we should just...
Yeah, you want to push the button.
That would be neither.
Push the button. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
And how's that hunt for Osama going?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Don, you had mentioned earlier that you TiVo Letterman.
Yeah.
Well, why bother doing that? We can just listen to it on the radio while you're laying in bed.
So are we still running that?
Yeah, I think it's still... Where are you calling from?
Philly.
Is it still on YSB?
Yes, it is.
I think it's still on JFK, too.
A little earphone.
It's pretty funny.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Yeah, a little earphone. like when I used to listen to Packer games when I was a little kid.
And transistor.
That little white thing, little thing that will only go in your left ear.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
On my wife, she used to get mad at me, so I'd go lay on the couch, watch TV, and it got to the point where she would rather have me in bed watching it than laying on the couch watching it.
Hmm. I'm afraid if I gave my wife that option, she would choose the opposite. Really? Thank you.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I'm in therapy now with my wife. We go twice a month. I talk, you know, it's like I said, twice a month. I just came out yesterday, and we're talking about, my wife gets me there, and we're sitting there talking, and she's like, yeah, another thing, my husband has a problem, you know, he has to have sex three times a week, and I feel forced into having sex. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. You get me to, you know, marriage counseling, and now you're going to cut my sex off for, like, I haven't had sex in 2 months.
I would tell you the problem with this, and Mike's situation notwithstanding. You know, I go to therapy once a month to see my own guy, okay? Frida, as far as I know, she didn't see anybody. All I know is that about, geez, we live in Gaithersburg. 12 years ago, we went to a marriage counselor, and we went three times because we were fighting all the time. And we decided against it, and here's why. Because let's say you have a fight with your wife, like this fight over the TV.
Okay.
Well, by tomorrow, it will be gone and forgotten. But if your appointment with the marriage therapist is on Friday, you go and the therapist says, what have you got for me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, by Friday, you're feeling fine. But because you got to have something
That's right.
to give to the therapist, you say,
stir that up.
You say, well, we did have a fight on Monday night about the TV. And then she goes, really, what are your feelings? And then you give your side, and she says to Frida, really, what are your feelings? And all the therapist does is just muck it all up again.
Stir it up.
And you walk, I swear to God, we went to three of them, and finally we just said, you know, this is a waste of time. Because all this lady's doing is getting us to argue even more
yeah.
than we were already arguing.
Yeah, in my case, you know, my stuff was separate. We went together to work this stuff out, and then it was, well, I'll talk to you part-time, and I'll talk to you. Mm-hmm. So it was immediately, you know, in two different, so if anything was ever said, You weren't there to say, well, you know, this is, I don't agree with it. So
give your side.
Yeah, and I thought that was weird, and I didn't think that was necessarily productive. Yeah. But I mean, the whole thing ended with, well, you know the way it ended for me. So I mean, but I think it does work. It's like going to a mechanic. There's some mechanics that are good, and there's some mechanics that aren't. But I've had a few. I'm not blaming counselors on my troubles, but I didn't think any good came out of it.
It's a racket. It's a freaking racket.
I really think that, you know, their interest is to, you know, almost like a chiropractor, keep you going.
Buy yourself a Tony Robbins thing. You know, no big deal. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what you ought to do? This might be interesting just in your personal life and for the show. Go to an audiologist and just see exactly how much your hearing has suffered from the headphones and all that sort of thing.
I might do that. I seriously might do that, because when I'm in a crowded restaurant, I have trouble hearing people.
We should have somebody come in and check all our hearing.
You know, I went and, you know, I knew I had bad hearing, but I had an ear infection, and I went, and they just did a routine audiology check, and I was astonished. I mean, they explained, like, every effed up thing I'd ever done in my life.
When you had your audiology check, did you find that was our team?
Oh, really?
Did you find that? Did you find something was going on?
What? What?
Yeah.
You love that gag.
I do love that gag.
You love that one. Hey, thank calling. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Hi, buddy.
Hey, first I'd like to say Keyshawn's a fag. Second of all, I got about...
Now, hold on. Whoa. Hold on. Disgruntled Raiders fan checking in. Sir.
Well,
let it go. Yeah, be a gracious loser. Let it go.
You know, I'm not really a Raiders fan. I'm a 49ers fan.
No, let it go. Keyshawn's not a faggot.
Keyshawn's a fag.
He's not
the
a
first,
fag.
The first year he went with Tampa Bay, he couldn't catch a ball to save his life.
And let me just ask you, how many did you catch your first year with Tampa Bay?
About 20.
Really?
There you go.
Let it go.
Yeah, we were sitting on the couch. We were throwing the ball back and forth. It was fun.
No, let it go. Let it go.
Anyways, I kind of wanted to...
Let it go. Let it go.
I let it go. Keyshawn's still a fag.
Goodbye. I'm going to hang up on you.
All right.
Okay.
And besides, get that phone anyway.
Okay.
Bye, fag.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Bye, fag. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Let it go.
Yeah, Don and Mike?
Turn your radio down.
Sir, you are disqualified. Radio up, asking if it's us. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. You know, they were talking about earphones. Have they ever heard of the Berard?
Are you talking about they? Who are you talking to?
They. You realize that they have very little tolerance for people who call up and don't realize that they take unscreened calls.
Sorry.
You know what they normally do to people like that? What do they normally do?
hang up.
Yeah. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Is it me?
He was kidding.
Let me just quickly.
Okay, crap.
I can't do it now. Oh, the lines are full. I wanted to demonstrate that swooshing sound.
Yes, exactly.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I think we've tried to demonstrate that before, and we're not able to do it.
Hello, Don and Mike. No, I think we did that one.
Did we ever get? Have we ever gotten the swooshing sound?
Yeah.
All right.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay.
Don, about the thing, the problem you're having with Frida and the thermostat, what I did was had a contractor come out, because my wife was doing the same thing. She fiddled with that thing all day long. I had a contractor come out and disconnect the one on the wall, but leave it there, and put another one down in the basement on the return duct, the one that really works. So she could spend all day turning that thing up and down a little bit just to make herself happy.
You know, companies do that. I read something that said 80% of employers put in dummy thermostats.
Oh, I read that as well,
Buzz. Just to appease the employees.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like in big offices.
Right.
So the office temperature is always 72.
Right.
But in the summer, the employees are turning down a fake thermostat.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, they really think they're getting comfortable, too.
Yeah,
it fools them. All right, thanks. One more call. We got a break. Hi, Don and Mike.
Yo, Don and Mike.
Yo.
Listen, man, on Friday, you had some idiot on there who said Oakland was going to win this stupid football game. And I'm a geek who never got involved in football. I think the money should be spent on education.
Right,
and
yeah. Okay,
good. Hold on.
What money should be spent on education?
The money they use to spend on those stupid football players that got no brains and they go out and, you know,
they got
spend
no
their
brain.
Money on whores and dope and
sir, hold on. It's entertainment. It's entertainment.
Yeah, you're right. I'm just bitter. That's all.
Okay.
He admits it. He's just generically bitter.
Okay.
Just generically bitter. Anything that, you know, someone does better than me and doesn't have to have a really any kind of an education to catch a piece of leather. You know, come on.
Okay. All right. So anyway, the point of this call is?
Is that I listened to you guys and whoever that guy you had who supposedly was that picking the football games.
Oh, you mean Jim Nance from CBS?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he doesn't know his ass from hologram.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You guys have a good day.
You got to do the same thing as that other guy. You got to let it go, man.
Or just hang up. Well, I mean, he has a point. Obviously, no money was spent on his education.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, about the sleeping thing.
Yeah.
I have kind of the same problem. My boyfriend, he starts snoring, and I cannot go back to sleep. Although, I can't go to sleep without the TV on. So I just get up and go in the other room.
Well, what are you doing sleeping with him out of wedlock?
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Thank you.
Mike, because now when you're drinking, you're sleeping.
No. Mike had an excellent point. Why are you violating God's laws?
I'm a bad girl.
That's just horrible.
But you're, Mike, on your sleep apnea.
Yes.
If you cut down on your drinking, that might help.
Honey, if you cut down on your whoring.
Absolutely.
That might help as well.
Well, that's another problem. I don't get it often enough.
How should we be concerned about a harlot?
A common street tramp opening her legs for any kind of vermin to crawl in.
If you look down on that left hand and you see a ring, you'll probably sleep beautifully.
Well, I don't get it as often as I'd like.
And who are you to comment on my drinking, you common tart?
Or my situation with the television, stupid whore? God hates you.
He does, doesn't he? I'm going to hell.
No. Well, you said it, we didn't.
And you know what? Mike and I will be doing the floor show in hell every night.
Yeah.
8 o'clock. Come on down and join us at Lucifer's Lounge.
Yeah, and that bar owner won't have to worry about losing his license.
All right, goodbye, honey.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye.
We just glad she called.
We have to break and try to give away. I'm going to give you a clue today.
All right.
So, yeah, Rob. Shut up, Rob. See, the amount's going to go down to $500.
Oh, boy.
When I give you the clue for the secret sound at 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller right now. From CNN.com, the war with Iraq, Americans who approve, 50%.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Americans who disapprove, 46%. And I love this, the no opinion, 4%.
So it's pretty much divided.
Right.
The border's way down.
How can you have no opinion on that?
Honest to God, those are the people that are here.
I don't care.
I don't know.
Doesn't affect me.
Don't know.
Don't affect me. None. Is this me? Hold on. Here is the... Yeah, all right. You're wondering who the 4% is?
Joe.
1%?
Joe.
2%?
Joe.
3%?
Joe.
4%. Be call 100 right now and good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Life goes on. A man become preeminent. He is expected to have enthusiasms. 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 What are mine? What draws my admiration? What is that which gives me joy? Baseball. A man stands alone at a plate. This is the time for what? For individual achievement. There he stands alone. But in the field, what? Part of a team.
Teamwork.
Looks, throws, catches, hustles, part of one big team. Bats himself to live long day. Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, and so on. Team don't field. What is he? You follow me? No one. Sunny day, stands are full of fans. What does he have to say? I'm going out there for myself. But I get nowhere unless the team wins.
Team. Team. Team.
Jesus Christ.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, team.
It's where food comes out. The Don and Mike Show.
Kind of the way you run things around here.
I like to think that that's our credo. That's our mantra. Team.
We're always nervous when we have those round tables and you're wearing your tuxedo.
Part of a team. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're the 100th caller.
Woohoo!
Yeah, what's your name?
My name's Rob.
Rob, where are you from?
I am from Dumfries.
All right, Rob, on WJFK FM.
Right.
You got the Joe Millionaire prize pack. Including
Alrighty.
Exclusive Joey Millionaire Fox merchandise. Hmm. Find out all the twists on Joe Millionaire next Monday night at 9 Eastern, 8 Central on Fox. Now you play for a thousand? No, scratch that.
You going to knock it down and give a clue?
$500.
Hmm.
With the
Can I get a clue?
Sound? Yes, and I'm going to show now Robert Spiewak the clue I have written.
That's a good clue. I think that'll give it away, but it's...
Well, there you go. That means the clue sucks for everybody else.
Oh, as you know, eventually the clue will make perfect sense to you.
Yes, but right now it is a riddle.
Yes, but... Here's your clue.
Good clue.
Red, white, and blue. That is your clue, red, white, and blue.
Red, white, and blue.
Identify the sound, win.
I don't know.
$500. Please don't answer till Mike sings like.
Bismarcky.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
That sound right there? That would have been too loud for Frida.
Yeah.
She would say, God damn it, turn that down. I can't sleep.
I was a 30.
That's ringing in my head, that sound.
I asked her name. She said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra.
Yeah. Yeah. For $500, name it.
The lid of a trash can closing.
Oh, we're sorry.
What would that have to do with red, white, and blue?
Well, you're patriotic if you take out your trash.
No, thank you, my friend. Don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
I think you're going to say thanks, and thank you to you. Before we get our Joe Millionaire contest going here, the thing we have to do for Fox to give away the 18-karat white gold necklace worth $2,000. Boy, am I glad that he kicked that bitch Mojo off last night. And wasn't it great when she was giving him the puzzle?
Yeah.
Oh. So, you know, you got the big dumb Joe Millionaire.
Hey, Rod's a body on her.
Sitting on the bed.
She drank wine.
And he says, she says, I got a present for you. And I got it before we even came over here.
He said, well, you got a present for me?
And she gives him this poorly worded poem.
Yeah, and it was like her way of saying, oh, now it's official, I love you.
And as she's reading the poem, you love this, at one point she says to him, hey, come on, pay attention.
Right.
Because
he's drifting off, he's got ADD.
Like the audience, he's getting bored with this.
And I sure wouldn't mind seeing her talk to us.
So then he's on the kitchen table with this puzzle that she's given him. And
he's trying to put it together like a rebo.
He cannot. He's so dumb.
I don't know where your right breast is.
I need to see the picture. He cannot. Yeah, I need to see the picture. He cannot make it go together.
Mojo's a good lady. She's a good girl.
Did you see when he, this is true, when he put the last piece in?
It was upside down.
Two tries.
Yeah.
On the last piece took two
tries. I'm not real bright.
So this dumb bitch gave this guy a picture of herself that was cut into a puzzle, and it said, choose me.
No, I choose you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and the thing is, how narcissistic can an individual get? You know, here's a jigsaw puzzle of me.
Yeah.
Now,
wow.
Then they're going through her scrapbook, and they notice he's noticing with the pictures of her family, she has written herself a check for $1 million.
That was it. That's when she did herself in.
Because Jim Carrey did that a long time ago, and that she heard that that's what he did. And also she mentioned something about husband and wife, and that flipped the poor dumb guy out.
Sure. There wasn't a chance. You know, she brought up that. I was a.
You know who's got the best boob, though? Is that Zora.
Zora had great. But you know what? The other blonde lady.
Yeah.
Not a bad
she
body.
She got nice
either.
Ones too.
When they went into the hot tub, she was practically bursting out of that bra.
And the Muppet is still in there.
Yeah, the Muppet is still. Although I knew the Muppet would be in there, even though she was whiny in the kitchen. He is very, but he seems to be right now. My money would be on Zora. There's something about Zora he really likes.
Mike, now of course this could be airbrush. This could be photo studio. This could be computer done. But do you want to see, according to the Globe, and they have a picture here. Of who Joe Millionaire picks.
Yeah, I do.
The Globe says it's Zora.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all.
And they have a picture of them. And
it's such a bad little, where her face is pasted on the bride's head, though. Hey, now they can go on Bridezilla's.
And they said they get married at the end of the show, but it's just all pretend.
Right.
Because under French law, it was not a proper marriage because neither a priest nor the mayor of the nearby town officiated.
I just want to make sure I get Zora to open up to me.
If that turns out to be true or false.
She was grinning ear to ear when she got on that horse.
Who knows? But, boy.
I'm mildly retarded.
Then I feel bad for her when she got back from that date and they're going in the hot tub. And all the other bitches got in the hot tub.
Oh, and that, I think, the fact that she got up and left. I think she did herself well with the way this guy thinks.
And whoever's cutting up the show is doing a masterful job. When they go to the shots of the girls outside smoking the cigarettes.
the Muppet and the other blonde girl are in cahoots, kind of.
They cannot. They couldn't make them look more money-grubbing cat-like. They're out there with a blanket around them. And I think, did one of them call her the C-word?
Bitch, I think.
I would be surprised if they bleeped out bitch, because they bleeped out.
But it was hysterical
word.
When he took the blonde down into the woods and saw the captions.
Gulp.
Slurp.
Gulp. And And then when he would laugh, ha 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 hee. And lots of slurping. And at one point, didn't he say something like, would this be easier on your back?
Yeah, she wanted to lie down.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to lie down over here?
And then
let my big meaty hands do the work.
You just get subtitles.
Wow.
slurp, slurp.
How about the butler at the end with the puzzle, though?
Yeah.
The butler who is just, give him his own show.
So anyway.
Did you watch Bridezilla's last night?
T-voted. Haven't watched it yet.
Well, it's just my opinion. You're not missing a hell of a lot.
All right. But I'll watch it anyway.
I thought it sucked. I mean, after all that, I thought it kind
of
sucked.
So we have all of this excitement about Joe Millionaire. And as you know, here's the deal with Fox. And I say this to you, our listeners, all behind the scenes.
Right.
That we're not going to do the contest they wanted. Mm. What they envisioned was that there would be a morning zoo, and that the Tuesday morning after the show, you would get five women on who would each, they wanted to start with five, who would be representing each of the women, and you would have a round table discussion, 2 minutes to 5 minutes in length. Mm-hmm. Of course, if you go longer, it's okay.
Yeah, of course.
Discussing who Evan should choose. And the prize, and we accepted this because the prize is so great, a handcrafted 18-karat white gold necklace, valued at $2,000.
That's a rocket necklace.
Just like the necklaces they're giving away on Joe Millionaire.
Zora looks good.
Now, as it turns out, we had, for the four women who were remaining last week, we had three guys and one girl. The girl that was voted off last night, Mojo, was our only contestant who was represented by a woman.
Oh, really?
Yes, so now...
So now we have three guys?
Robbie, we need to conference these together.
Okay.
On line three...
our only woman.
Let's say hello to Robert. Hello?
Robert?
Well, let's not say hello to... Hold on. I should have Randy, Paul, and Peter.
Okay, and they are...
There's only two lines on hold. Hi, let me see. Randy.
This is Zorna.
Yeah, that's Randy is Zorna.
Zora.
Yeah. And here is Lisa.
Hey, Paul is not answering and has turned off his phone. And he was our Sarah.
So we need...
He's kicked off anyway.
So we need a new person
Sarah.
To be Sarah. Let me see...
is Sarah the brunette or the blonde?
I don't know.
Yeah, no.
She's the blonde.
She's the blonde.
No, you can't be both.
Can I be both?
All right, here, we'll take the next caller. Who is this Don and Mike show?
Hey, this is Bobby.
Bobby, you are Sarah.
Pardon me?
Are you aware what we're doing with this Joe Millionaire thing?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, you're Sarah.
I'm Sarah.
Did you watch the show?
No, I'm...
No, all right, sorry, goodbye.
You can't play. Sorry, you got to be tracking with what we're doing here. Hi, Don and Mike Shore. Are you understanding the contest we're doing?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, and you want to be Sarah?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what's your first name?
Amanda.
Okay, Robbie, conference her in.
All good.
So now we have... You are Sarah. Paul, you are Melissa.
Right.
And Randy, you are Zora.
That's right.
We will turn our microphones off, and as specified in our contract with Fox Television, to get this promotion...
We have to have the round table.
A 2-minute round table. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Go ahead, speak over each other, argue your points. Here now is today's Joe Millionaire round table.
First thing off,
hi, it's me, Melissa.
And I want to tell you about Joe Millionaire.
Last night,
Joe started off with that one, Sarah, getting my man having a talk for you. Then I had to watch the two of them get in. It looks like two sparks in the Mississippi River going after the same piece of corn. Now, while all this was going on, you saw a chess game being played with Zora and Mojo. That's a melding of the mind that would have made Mr. Jock proud.
Hey, how you like this, Fox, huh?
Hey, Fox, you can thank us later.
Then we got to see my David. Now, I don't mind trying to cook a meal.
Please notice all the elements. The arguing contestants.
Yes.
The Joe Millionaire music.
Sure.
And, of course, our distinctive TikTok.
Nobody does it like us.
Even though the meal turned out poorly, I thought we have the recipe for a great relationship. That is Zora's turn to go on a date. Evan took her horseback ride.
1 minute left. 1 minute left.
Evan had just slapped a saddle on her back. Then when it was time for him to eat lunch, he spent all his time with the horse.
And your statement
I would never pick a horse over Evan. Unless, like, the horse
said 100 million hours or something.
Please. Just take
that word. You're going to finish their days in the hot tub. But the rest of us girls found out and joined in. Things got very hot in the hot tub, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
we saw that mojo matters.
I was only decent.
When Adam told her they were going to go fishing, she asked if it was change or fishing.
Tell me about it. If you're
going to
have a day of
fencing,
we
can
bring guy in there.
Hold on, hold on. All right, everybody. Separation. Stop.
Oh,
so
stop. Hold it. Stop. Okay, thank you.
Good job, everybody.
Amanda, yes. Randy, Paul.
Yeah.
One of you will win the $2,000 necklace. One of you will be gone next week. See you next Tuesday.
Amanda,
okay. And at the count of three, at the count of three, can you all say, thank you, Fox Television. One, two, three.
Thank you, Fox Television.
Hold on. Just enough of a separation there. Great. That is, I think Fox ought to be delighted.
Yep.
Because you know what they're hoping for. They're hoping,
for 15 minutes of
talking about the show. Like the Breakfast Club, where you really get, you know, women that are really into it.
No, those people that aren't watching it are going to say, hey, I wish I was part of that, yeah.
But technically, probably with the letter of the law, Mike.
But they're all good people.
Joey Billionaire. Joey, Marriott.
Hey, you know what? You know what would go with that round table?
Shelley. Not in my show.
Hey, guys. Who knew that you spelled a kiss M-W-A-H?
Moi. Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's how they spelled it last night with the subtitles.
I found that fascinating.
And I think Sarah would be definitely the house slut.
I think they called her a slut last night.
Yeah. But boy, I tell you, she's...
She got the goods.
She got a rugged body.
Although that Zora has just incredible teeth.
She wore the right kind of bra. I think Sarah might have the better bazooms. I don't know. But it's hard to tell. And Melissa has nice tatas.
No, the little Muppet doesn't...
She's got breasts, though.
She doesn't stand, I don't think, in the company of the other two.
Mm-hmm.
The other two women are like Amazon women compared to her. You know, that thing that's left, that Muppet thing that's left, reminds me of that the character actor. If you put a curly wig on him, you know the guy that was in The Princess Bride.
Yeah,
you know the guy.
Ooh, which guy?
The guy that, about
Kevin Kline?
No.
No,
the little guy.
The guy that talks like that.
Yeah,
you thought that I took the poison.
That's why. I think he looks
the bald guy.
That's what I think she looks like.
She is not as pretty as the other two. And now it's down to, but they all have breasts.
But maybe she tries harder in bed because she's not as pretty.
So there's that.
I think Sarah's the one that's trying hard.
Yeah. I'm wrecked with guilt.
And you know, they're doing more drinking now than they've done before. I mean, he was drinking the whole week.
Well, the wine tasting one.
Wine tasting, and they had wine when they were cooking in the kitchen.
There's drinking throughout the history of the whole show.
Right, right.
And they do a lot of that.
The butler at the end always has a glass.
Yeah. I wanted to see them bicycling drunk, although all we saw was them just get on the bicycles.
The moon's out. The moon.
Rocket moon.
That's a rocket moon.
Hello. Donna Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I just was going to tell you my younger brother actually was at the Super Bowl and sat next to Joe Millionaire.
Evan Marriott?
Exactly. And he had a funny story where they were all waiting in line, and a representative came over and said, you know, to Joe Millionaire and the guy that my brother was with, you know, you guys can go in the VIP line and not have to wait in line. And, you know, and so they were cutting through all these lines of people waiting to go into the Super Bowl. And the last line was these drunk Raider fans. And they saw that Joe Millionaire was cutting through them. They're like heckling him, saying, you know, you're not even a millionaire. What are you doing in the VIP? My brother said he got heckled like the entire game, but he was really cool about it. But, you know, he said he also was dumber than a box of rocks.
Yeah. He is dumb. He is dumb. But you know what? That works to his advantage. It makes you like him a little bit more.
Right.
Because he is so obviously dumb.
And I always like that scene they play where it's really eating my brain out.
Yeah.
Remember when he said that?
Yeah.
This is eating my brain out.
Oh, hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
You guys see when they went, when Sarah and Zora and Melissa, they got in all into the spa, well, the bikini top that Sarah was wearing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does she not have a nice rack? But secondly enough, does she have any nipples?
Yeah, because it really was just, I mean, almost her whole breast was exposed, and there was no sign of nipple at all.
Well, Mike, maybe she suffers from the same syndrome as...
I'm closing my eyes because I'm going to write down the name, too.
Okay, let's see if we
I'm going to write down the name.
Let's see if we play the match game. We come up with the same woman.
See if I'm still remembering what...
it's a match.
Winner.
Yeah.
Winner.
Yeah.
Winner.
All right.
Long time ago. Long time ago. I heard about this.
In a land far, far away.
Heard about a woman who was later verified. Woman on local television. Who
only, it's a shame he hung up.
Only one nipple.
Huh.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Wow.
Hey, Don Mike.
Hi.
Hey, which one do you think is the first one to be in Playboy out of those girls?
Mojo.
Sarah.
Well, how about Heidi?
Both.
She's a money grabber.
I think it'll be Mojo.
Oh. But you know it's going to happen.
Or the lady with the crooked mouth.
Yeah, no, you know it's going to happen, though.
She's more the hustler type.
There could be one in there.
What?
It's definitely going to happen. I mean, you know, Playboy jumps on those kind of things.
They'll want the winner, and the winner won't do it. And then they'll go for one of the runner-ups. And then
the Chinese girl with the weird glasses can put them, like, right in front of her bush. it looks like a Groucho Marx mask.
I forgot all about the
name. I like the high sexual content.
Chinese girl.
Yeah.
That made the show work for me. I mean, just when I'm starting to get a little bored.
Gulp, gulp.
Slurp.
Slurp.
Moi.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Okay.
I got a comment. Do you guys remember when Melissa and Joe were having dinner, and she's talking about helping the kids in the third world country, and she calls herself a mercenary?
Oh. Yeah. That was the most unbelievable error in speaking, because,
good
I mean,
pull.
But it's exactly what she is. She's a mercenary.
Good pull, my friend. Yeah, that's good. Thank you for remembering that. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Zora, she's hit the big milking breath.
You know, Zora is bringing it out in our listening audience. You can tell there. Zora.
I think she does have the biggest boob. But you're right, the other girl's got a nice rack as well.
Why'd she wear a towel coming out of the hot tub?
Yeah, why did she wear a tank top when she was in the hot tub? Why didn't she have the bikini top?
Because she's like most girls with those with the giant jugs, and they want
to hide
them.
Hide them, and I say no bravo to you.
She wants to hide them. All right, that's the Joe Millionaire update. Enough on that. We'll get back to this next Tuesday when we're down to two people.
Are you doing your guy, the disc jockey guy, or are you doing Joe Millionaire? That's your impression of Joe Millionaire.
That's him.
Rocky body.
I don't even try to say what he says. It's just kind of the...
That's good.
I like when the butler...
Dueling Joe Millionaires.
When the butler lays out his clothes, like he picks up the underpants, like he's never seen them before.
My suitcase, clean clothes.
You see, didn't he say that?
Yeah.
Didn't he pull like a plastic bag and went, clean clothes?
Yeah.
We had a little problem. Didn't speak English. We just kind of had to fake it. So just keep filling with the glasses. I just took my glass out and say, and then Sarah put her tongue down my throat. Let's go left here. Go right here. They're still chasing us. The faster we run, the more they run.
Gulp, gulp.
Slurp. Mawa.
Okay. There's an even better show on tonight.
Yeah.
And that is the President Bush Show.
Mm. Yes.
And we're going to have something on that here in a second. We do have this year's official State of the Union Address Drinking Game 2003.
Really?
There's a drinking game for everything.
Sure.
You know, this started with Bob Newhart. Whenever someone said, hi, Bob, you'd have a drink.
Yeah.
Now, for most of these things, are pretty pedestrian, like tax cut, North Korea, Hans Blix, Al-Qaeda.
Okay.
I'm going to go through the ones that I think are the best. Okay. I give them to you as our version of the drinking game. Tonight, whenever President Bush says either terrorism, or as he likes saying, Terra, T-E-R-R-A-H.
Or terrorists. He doesn't like to use all the syllables.
No.
Have a drink. Have a drink. Whenever he says North Korea have a drink. Whenever he says, Axis of Evil, have two drinks.
Mm-hmm.
When he says, Weapons Inspectors, have a drink.
Wow.
You won't make it through the first 10 minutes.
Smashed.
When he says, Affirmative Action, have three drinks.
Uh-oh.
Now, whenever he says Martin Luther King, have a drink. However, you must drink two additional drinks if he uses Martin Luther King to defend his affirmative action position.
All right.
So this could be one that could end up just wiping you out, because mm-hmm. you got to take three drinks for affirmative action.
When you say drink, are you saying a sip of a drink or an entire drink?
Like a shot.
A shot.
A Jello right. shot or you know, a hurricane or sex right. on the beach, okay. whatever mm-hmm. it is. Let me see. If he says Trent Locke, you got to take five drinks.
Yeah. Of course, you're playing the odds now that yeah. he will not mention that senator.
Right.
When he says nuclear.
Now you're saying with the incorrect pronunciation.
Yes, and I'm spelling it N-U-K-U-L-A-R.
All right, nuclear.
Two drinks.
All right.
When he says, don't mess with Texas. If he says, don't mess with Texas, six shots.
So the odds that he'll say that are minuscule, but yeah. if he says it, you're in a whole heap of trouble.
Now.
You're in a whole heap of trouble.
Going past the speech itself. Whenever he praises a Democrat by name, you must have two shots. Whenever he describes his economic plan by describing the average family, have one shot.
What about the average American family? Will that count too?
Yes.
I have a question. Should yeah. you have an ambulance standing by outside your home?
Every time they show Laura Bush, you do nothing. But when they show Laura Bush not smiling, have three drinks. When he gets a standing ovation from half of Congress, have a drink.
Okay.
And you got to watch the crowd carefully, because he doesn't get the full standing O.
Right. Sometimes the partisan element exists there, right?
Now, here's bonanza get drunk time. When they show a Supreme Court justice who appears to be asleep, seven shots.
Wow. Oh, my God.
When he uses a Bushism, you know, he says something that's not really a word, other than nuclear. Other than nuclear.
Or strategery.
No, that would count, Mike.
Well, that was Saturday night.
No, it's nuclear is the only one that we're going to have a separate category for. Right. Whenever he mispronounces a word, use a Bushism, have yourself a shot.
Interpreted.
When he tells a joke that causes the audience to laugh nervously. Now, this is a judgment call
yeah. right.
based on you guys. When, you know, if the crowd's not really laughing, they're just laughing because he's the president.
Right.
Have a drink. And if the speech is under 1 hour, hook up the beer bong.
Okay.
If the speech is under 1 hour, you got to have a beer bong, and you got to just finish it.
All right. That's just shotgunning the thing, right, where you put it in the bottom and
now,
drink it down.
If you're not drunk by then, when the Democratic response comes on, whenever they say unilateral,
right.
have two drinks.
Mm-hmm.
If they have a reference to a tax cut for the wealthy, mm-hmm. take one drink. And if there's a reference to a patient's Bill of Rights,
right.
have one drink.
I think you've really covered it.
Yeah. And here's the mother. If he mentions the name Bill Clinton,
right.
you must drink 10 shots of tequila.
Incredible.
Now, wow. all the other stuff is up to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever you'd like.
Can you substitute the tequila with any other liquor?
No.
Not for that
it's,
one.
For Bill Clinton,
boy.
It's 10
I'm out.
Shots
All right.
of tequila.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to that game, but I don't like tequila.
10 straight shots. Well, the odds are he's not going to say Bill Clinton.
Well, the odds are I'll be loaded before the speech starts anyway.
So anyway, that's the official Don and Mike drinking game tonight. You know, there are obvious ones that I got a whole list of words here, and obvious ones I didn't go with, like Al-Qaeda, Taliban. You know he's going to say that.
Yeah.
Prescription drugs. You know he's Medicare. He's going to say that. Welfare. He's going to say that.
How about zany? How many shots if he says the word zany?
He was a zany. Break the bottle over your head. if he happens to say zany. Hello, Don, Mike's show.
Hey, yeah, this is Ty from the Bay Area. I'm surprised that nobody mentioned this about Joe Millionaire. But last night when Sarah and the Muppet were outside with a blanket around her, the Muppet said, maybe I should just go to L.A. and find a chump to take care of me.
Mm. All right, thanks. I guess our silence means this was a wasted call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Muppet, the Butler, and Joe Dumb, threesome, give it to me. That's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Wow. Wants to see the Butler naked.
Hello, Don and Mike show, and Joe Dumb, and the Muppet. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, this is Will from Seattle.
Hi, Will.
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
This guy from... I'm sorry.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm from Seattle.
You're from Seattle, right. Yeah. We got that. Rob and Mike are now doing the Seattle dance.
They're dancing.
Hey. Oh, good. Keep going. But the governor of Washington State is doing the rebuttal for the Democrats.
Both Mike and Rob are doing the Seattle dance. And Buzz, wouldn't you agree there seems to be more?
It's gotten more sophisticated. They've woven more routines into the dance, and they're doing all of them today.
It's more than Seattle ever got, or rather Sacramento.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
More than anyone ever got.
Do you want to continue this call?
No, hang up on him.
Yeah, I do.
No, too bad. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
He gave his
name. Hey, Don and Mike's Mickey here with you.
Hi, Mickey.
Hey, could I add a couple to maybe see how they go?
No, the drinking game? No, sorry. Don and Mike show. I mean, we like coming up with our own jokes, really.
I do want to add one besides Zany. If he says woodchuck.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Grain alcohol punch.
Hello.
Hey, guys. Hey, if they happen to show a glimpse of Hillary Clinton on TV, it's going to have to be determined by the color of the outfit she's wearing. And exactly what do you do if you see her on TV? Puke?
Hey, call Liddy.
Yeah. I don't get it. The model?
I mean, hold on. What do you think this is, like Rush Limbaugh or something?
No. I just want to say hi to Scott Jones, too.
Oh, my God.
See
another one of your little young Republicans?
You know what? That's Sacramento and...
There must be revenge.
916-502.
And we will get some retribution on this.
Good.
Otherwise, hang up now.
You got it, Rob?
Yeah, I got it. Hang up.
Okay. All right. Let me call him back.
Dick.
Dickhead.
Hillary Clinton. You know, God, that's old news.
And then just hang up. Just hang up. Run away and hang up.
Dumb because she won't be there. Says hi to his friend. He's Mr. Agenda. And then he turns the radio off.
Right.
You know, we're trying to do a show here that people are going to listen to, for God's sake.
She ain't going
to
be there?
Sure, why? No. Why would she be at the State of the Union?
Oh, she's United States Senator.
Yeah, that's right. You know what I mean? But they won't do an individual shot of her.
We'll take some dumb calls on this show.
I'll bet you they might.
They might.
Would
we'll
you
see.
Like to bet that?
I'll drink if they do.
I get $20 since they'll show her on camera.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they'll show her.
Interesting.
Of course, I won't be watching the speech.
You'll be too drunk.
You'll be too S-faced.
Mike, right. Face.
Let me call this guy back, give him a chance to apologize before we give out his number. All right, I got to do this thing where I take his voice off the air at first, even though he called us. Oh, my. Just another day on the radio.
Let me say hi to him. Hey, do we puke if we see Hillary Clinton?
Hey, you better pick up, pussy.
God.
Either he's listening to music very loudly or I'm getting a bad answering machine. Hey, douche. Hey, douche.
Is he just playing music in the background?
Do I have your permission to give out your phone number? If I have permission to give out your phone number, continue playing music very loudly. If I have permission to give out your phone number, Continue playing music very loudly. Ah, now he hung up.
Uh-huh.
Got the number, Robbie?
The number back. We'll call him back. We'll call him back. Come on. One more time, Charles.
Here.
One more time. Okay. Is that really it?
Yeah.
That the number?
The number?
Yeah, do not call this show to parrot that kind of crap that you hear on some of those boring political.
Now, that's the difference of having Charles Broyhill back. Mm-hmm. He came back to get the number.
Mm-hmm.
He comes running in the studio to get the number.
Yeah, because he'll file it.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, now I'm going to get a message. Greg Ruiz is not available.
Mm.
Hey, big man. Where you at now? Douchebag. Hey, I want to say hi to my friend, Greg Ruiz. Dumb dick. Eat me! Piece of garbage tool. Eunuch. And before you go get a dictionary, that means no penis and no...
No, no, just no balls.
No balls.
I think you can have the other part.
Yeah.
Dick. You dumb dick. You coward. What do you think, you're going to fake me out by when I call up, you're playing your Yes music real loud in the background? You dumb dick. I bet you got a mullet. You ass. God, I hate you. And think about this. What was his name again? His first name?
Greg.
Everybody knows you're a pussy. Everybody knows you're afraid to pick up the telephone now. But you were real brave calling in with your Hillary Clinton.
Duke.
What? I want to say hi to my friend, Scott James, a clinic. Hang up.
A little laugh.
You make me sick. Guys like you come out in my BM. Watch it. Watch it! I hate you!
Have a nice day. Okay. There we go.
All right. You got to do what you got to do.
Sometimes it's simply necessary.
And at least we can all feel better knowing that he's just in his car cowering right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just, oh my God, they're calling me up. See, now, this is why it's a good thing that Charlie took the number away. Because, of course, with my limited brain cells,
mm-hmm.
I forgot the number already.
Right.
Otherwise, I'd call him back again.
Of course you would.
I'd call him back again. Can't do it, though.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
That was it. That's all we're going to get.
Have a good day, Greg.
Listen, as long as we were on the topic of the
State of the Union.
Yes, tonight, George Bush, as you know, he's doing the speech right here from D.C.
How long have you had the consulting contract with him where you work him through every State of the Union?
Well, I had it with the last guy.
Yeah, and Clinton, right.
And then it kind of rolled over to this guy.
Well, it's one of those few things where, you know, they don't care about your affiliation. They just keep you on to help.
I'm going to give the president some tips tonight,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to get an advance listen to what he has planned when he takes up an hour of our valuable network TV time tonight.
Did you ask him to write down his words?
Yes, and he, from what I've heard, he's ready.
Yeah.
That guy, Ari, what's his name?
Ari Fleischer.
I spoke with him before the show, and he said, the president is jacked, and he also said...
That's what he said last year.
He also said the president is very excited he can say titty bar this year.
Yeah, very, very excited about that.
So stand by for Real Political Action. We'll be right back.
The Ron and Fez Show tonight.
Hold on a second.
Stop that.
Nothing against Ron and Fez, but that shouldn't be running now.
No, hold on one second.
Wow, look at that.
Something happened.
Hey, Charlie. You're the producer. What's wrong with that machine? Look at that thing. Look at that, baby.
It's not working right.
Yeah.
Let's get rid of the cart machine.
Look at that.
Is that the streak?
Yeah. And I don't know where it came from.
And he ain't wearing no clothes. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I have not been notified yet about this investigation. Mr. Speaker, and he just left this floor, and I asked him to stay. He has handled this situation as a disgrace. As a disgrace.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We're concerned about AIDS inside our White House. Make no mistake about it.
They're not only bastards, they're tasteless bastards. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you. Later this week on the show, going to be giving away dinner for four at the brand new Hooters in D.C., along with four ringside tickets to WWE Raw and a meet and greet with a WWE superstar before the WWE Raw Monday Feb 3 at the MCI Center. Tickets on sale now. We do love the WWE. We'll do that this week. Also, very soon, you'll hear about our plans for Valentine's Day. During the week of Valentine's Day, we're going to bring back something we did last year in the midday slot, the backwards newlywed game.
Very good.
Where we get divorcing couples to come in and play.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Don and Mike, senior bachelorettes.
That is going to be fantastic. That's right. We are taking a woman over the age of 50.
Yes, and we're going to get 10 guys between 21 and 25.
Oh, okay, so you've changed it since that.
Yes.
Originally, there wasn't going to be a ceiling on the age. You were going to at least bring one oldster in.
Now, all young guys.
21 and 25.
And wow. They will each go on a five-minute date with her.
Very good.
In our production room, which we'll hear. Then she will pick out of the 10. She'll get it down to 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then I won't tell you how the 3 will have to, they'll have to do something for her.
Very good.
And then they'll end up going out on a date, and they'll tape it, and they have to come back and play the tape and be on the show the following Monday. We'll do this on Valentine's Day, which is a Friday, and everybody wins cash, and all that is sponsored by Viramax, and we want to thank Viramax for being our sugar daddy. Before we get to our link-up with the White House, Mike, noted coward Greg Ruiz. From San Francisco, where Sacramento is best.
Sacramento, Don. I believe he's from Sacramento.
Yes, coward line. Hello?
Radio gods, I humbly apologize for interfering with your imperial airwaves.
Well, that is the only way. That's the only thing we would have expected from you, a total apology.
I totally respect you, gentlemen. You guys are the radio gods. I've been listening to you for 10 years, and I just wanted to let you know, like I said, I've used your imperial airwaves.
Right.
I'm also old friends with Andrew Enberg, the gentleman that you came out to party with in Davis.
Well, whatever. It's coward's way out. Thank you, my friend. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
That's all we we accept nothing less.
Right. On this show, you can't win. We call you a coward, and then if you call in to apologize,
which is not a cowardly thing to do, we will continue to.
I still think that's a cowardly thing to do.
But to call and apologize?
Call and to apologize.
But we accept nothing less.
That is the only way
to
clean your
slate. Well, you know why? But wait a minute. There's a reason why you think that's the cowardly thing to do, because he didn't do it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
If he does it immediately, when you call him, he picks up his phone and he apologizes. It normally goes much better
and
for him.
And he's not a coward.
He doesn't count as a coward at that point.
It took him a stop sign to figure it out.
He had to noodle it through. He had to sweat a little bit.
Yeah. Robbie, before we go to the White House, give me the fake reverb on this. And let's tune in today to see what the worst station in the world is doing. We have WNEW on BTS, too.
Live!
You know, our former station in New York, WNEW, is currently doing what people in the radio industry are calling stunting, where every day they're playing different records to try to get everybody all excited about whatever their new dumb format is.
Mm-hmm. Same stuff they were playing yesterday.
Yeah. And this is the worst radio station in the world, Buzz.
Dumb station on the line.
Oh, hold on. Need that again. One more time, please, Buzzy.
Dumb station on the line.
There it is. And even though this is totally inside, I have a message for anybody who's a fan of Ron and Fez, who are buddies of ours.
Yes.
Guys who got canned at WNEW and now we're going to come here to Washington to do their show on WJFK.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Ron has a son about the same age as Bart.
Right.
And he didn't want to move out of New York until his son graduated high school. So the scuttlebutt I heard today was that they didn't know CBS, Infinity, Westwood One, whatever it is, they didn't know if they had a studio for Ron and Fez to do a show from New York that would be beamed to Washington. Meanwhile, in WNEW, a station that's currently doing this, we counted at least five empty studios.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you could go upstairs to 1010 Winds,
right?
Where there are also
production studios available.
Five empty studios,
plenty of room.
Or you could just go across the street to K Rock, another Infinity station where there are five studios.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could just go up two blocks and make a left hand turn and go to WFAN where there are tons of studios. Mm-hmm. Or you could go about five blocks and go to Westwood One,
mm-hmm.
where there are literally 100 radio studios.
Right.
So, if you're a fan of Ron and Fez, they will be on WJFK.
Right.
But this company right now, even though it seems that there are 1,000 studios available,
they're giving them a hard time wanting to come down here?
I don't know what the deal is. Mm. They're trying to make a decision on what studio they're going to be broadcasting from.
Are they going to be on live tonight on WJFK? Do we know?
I don't know.
Right. Does anybody know?
No, certainly Alan doesn't.
Really?
I'd say.
All right. Okay.
I was talking to the general about this earlier today,
right.
Downstairs, and the general was just chewing on a cigar and just laughing about all of the all of the stuff that's going on.
Amazing, amazing.
And tomorrow, I got to ask you, are you wearing a necktie tomorrow?
No.
Well, I think I might.
Well, that's the way we usually do.
Because
always dress up more than I do.
Tomorrow, Mike and I are meeting whoever the vice president of the week is.
Yeah.
I'm wearing what I do whenever we have those corporate meetings, and I'm looking forward to it.
And that means?
Sundress.
Tomorrow.
Even in the cold weather, thank
you. We'll have a report for you tomorrow on the latest guy who's got the, you know.
Do we have a time on that, incidentally?
Don't know. Let's call him.
Oh, damn it.
You always look great in that sundress.
Thank you, Buzz. I appreciate
it. Acting General Manager Alan Linewand.
Not an idiot. You know what a good look is? I'll be wearing a turtleneck under it.
Let's call the Acting General Manager. Oh, he's not.
Alan Linewand.
Al, Don, and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Hello there, Alan.
Hey, guys.
Just wondering what time our high-pressure meeting is tomorrow.
We will probably embark on that meeting, between 1 and 1:30.
Oh, okay. So it'll be here?
Well, either here or in the vicinity for a quick bite, yeah.
You've not talked to him yet, have you?
No, I have not.
Okay. Ah, very good.
Yeah, it's between 1 and 1:30. You should, I'm sure you're going to wear your best suit and tie.
I won't be wearing a tie. Is that all right, Alan?
Mike's going to wear a sundress.
I'm going to wear a sundress with a turtleneck.
I don't even want to picture that.
All right, Alan.
All right, guys. Everything's cool.
And don't worry, tomorrow, you know, part of our whole thing is we're going to put in a good word for you.
Well, you listen.
I promise.
And that really, I know you think that's going to do a lot of damage if we do that, but it's not.
it actually could. But.
And listen, have you figured out tonight on WJFK, will Ron and Fez be live?
Ron and Fez, we're working on a studio right now in New York.
Why are you working on a studio? WNEW has five empty studios. 1010 Winds has five empty studios. K-Rock has empty studios. WFAN has empty studios, and Westwood One has empty studios.
Well, actually, that's where we're putting them tonight is Westwood One. They're going to be at the broadcast center, but there was a little technical glitch, so if they're not up and running tonight, it'll be tomorrow night.
Wow.
And they'll be here next week.
God, you guys F up everything.
Well,
we used to think it was just us, which is why we used to get a complex.
Right, right. Now it's everybody.
We do it for your show.
There you go.
All right, Alan.
All right.
Rob, you want to say goodbye to Alan?
Hey, Alan, have a good day.
I'm sorry, did you guys say something?
All right, so you think tomorrow, what time do you want Mike and I here?
Well, you know,
1:30?
This is very casual. I would not...
1 o'clock or 1:30?
Let's see. I would say be here by 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, okay.
Yeah, I don't want to push it into your show. You've got to prep for your show.
Gotcha.
Okay. I know.
Hey, and Al?
Mike, you got a lot of prep to do.
I do. I do a hell of a lot.
Al, I don't want to say anything while they're in the halls.
Yeah.
They don't hear, but...
Were you aware that
there's some kind of group tour of, like, retarded kids in the studio today?
No, they're not. They're not. Of course not.
You know what? I really hadn't noticed anything.
No, they're not. They're not. They're perfectly okay.
Not that it would matter.
They didn't look quite right to me.
Don, stop it.
There's about 30 kids outside our window about 20 minutes ago.
We just didn't think it's the right place. They might want to go take.
I mean, we're talking about the boobs on Zora and all this other stuff, and there are little kids out there.
A little awkward.
Picking their noses looking at us.
Don't badmouth those kids, Don. They all bought tickets
tonight. Yeah, I did not know that.
All right.
How much did you charge them for the tour of the station, Al?
You know, that's between me and them.
All right, did you give them the good old TD?
The who?
you know, TARD discount.
Oh, stop it.
Stop it.
Oh, my God.
Terrible.
No, no. You know what's terrible?
What
what's terrible?
Thing to say.
What's terrible is bringing children, small children, into a radio station when they turn the corner and they come around the corner here. And they walk back by the studios, when they see that giant poster and that woman and the big lettering that says, I love black CO.
I forgot about that. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, you got it.
I appreciate it.
Thanks,
okay.
Alan.
So we'll see you tomorrow with the latest vice president of this company at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I don't even have to be there.
No, you come along.
No, we need you as a buffer.
Come ahead.
That's fine.
Hey, would you mind if we invited Charlie Broyhill?
Yes, I would.
Okay, all right, bye.
Bye. See, we like to have as many bodies at the table as possible so we don't have to talk.
I got to ask him one more question.
Because, you know, this company is very fluid.
Yeah.
Infinity Broadcasting.
Ever
changes. Change all the time. Changes.
No, he's not answering me.
Alan,
it's Don again from Don and Mike.
you remember?
Do we have?
Am I on the air?
Yes. Do we have a plan?
Tell me that.
This new guy,
you're
Mike,
on the air.
This new guy, Michael Hughes, who's the new regional vice president.
Yeah, he's our senior VP.
Do we have a plan B if he gets fired before 1 o'clock tomorrow?
That's funny.
Because, you know, I mean,
you're going to love Michael. He's a great guy.
Heads are rolling in this company all the time, man.
We want to make sure we position ourselves with the right people.
God, am I glad we got our contract in under the wire before they brought in the latest boatload of refugee vice presidents.
And has anybody checked to see if he has a relative named Greg?
That's a good one.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
No, he's a big fan. You guys know that.
All right, very good.
Yeah, right.
All right, pal.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, pal.
That's usually the kiss of death, right?
Yes, it is. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
And, Alan, really, we're going to put the push on that we think you should be the full-time general manager here.
Yeah. Well, listen.
I mean, I'm not kidding about that.
I know you're kidding, and that's okay.
No, we're not, and we think it should happen. And we're going to, you know, and frankly,
this radio station is like a rudderless ship right now.
Oh, that's great.
Well, no, you know what I mean.
That's a really big vote of confidence.
No, you know how. We'll play it the right way.
You know what I mean. It's just like, you know, I mean, you're making decisions, but how many jobs right now do you have? Your general manager, your general sales manager.
Correct. Local sales manager.
Retail
sales manager.
Retail sales manager. Are you also the operations director?
That would be true. I am the operations director.
And
the program director.
And you're currently the program director.
Since you quit.
All right, Alan, I don't want to tip our hand, but at a certain point during the meeting, I'm going to point at you and go, this guy, and as soon as I do that, you might want to go to the men's room. Because then we'll start our whole spiel.
Yeah, you know, you don't really have to do that.
No, you do.
Come on.
I want to tell you, it works both ways with us.
Mm-hmm.
We've taken out vice presidents before.
Right.
And we've had general managers taken out.
we've made it very tough.
But we like you. You got our contract done.
You really, I mean, it's fun. We're enjoying ourselves. And, you know, we want to help you out.
I like you guys, too.
We think we have you trained pretty well, and it would be awful if they brought in some other guy.
Yeah. Hey, and if you get the gig, don't go bat-assed as soon as you get the gig for full
time. Watch out.
What would make it awful is if they brought in some guy like who really knew about running a radio station, and we had to go through all that crap, like with meetings and rules and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's much better dealing with somebody who has no idea what
right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, great.
Mold them.
You know what? And Alan, you know, the fact that you're always available for phone calls, you're always accessible.
You know,
you meet 6 in the morning and 11 o'clock at night?
Those are usually, if you're wondering, that's normally when I get a hold of Alan.
Mm-hmm.
It's either very early in the morning or very late at night. He's always there. He always answers the phone. You know, we need to have
it at night, huh?
Sometimes.
Really? That's normally not your thing, though. Your thing is the early morning call.
That was back during the contract negotiation.
Ah, okay. Yeah, no, I remember that.
That was sometimes very late phone calls. But, Al, you need to have that job. I mean, for God's sakes, how long can you be?
Acting General Manager Alan Linewand.
I mean, you've been acting long enough. You've landed the part.
Absolutely. It's been a hell of an audition.
Well, see, the problem is I'm just acting.
Right. Yeah, as soon as he gets the job, it'll all unravel.
Exactly. Oh.
Can you imagine? What if we actually politic for this guy, and he gets the job, and then he turns into a giant a-hole?
It's, you know, stranger things have happened.
Oh, yeah. Wow, I like that.
I could see something like that, but, you know, I think we have to, you know what it's like? You back the right ponies.
Now, you know what? Here's something else we got going.
Mm-hmm.
I would turn the mics off for a second.
Right.
He thinks we're friends.
Yes, he does.
Okay. Anyway, Al, I mean this. We're behind you. And unlike your predecessor, Mike's right. You did back the right horses.
Amen, brother.
You backed the right horses. You're talking to Secretariat and
Man of War.
Man of War right here.
I like Reba Ridge.
How about the Clydesdales?
The Clydesdales. Yeah, that's more like it.
Right. Okay, well then tomorrow, this will be a very interesting lunch.
I think it'll be great. I'm looking forward to it.
You know, like, the more I think about it, the more I think we always do better in restaurants than we do in conference rooms.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I actually had said, you know, and I was wrong, but I thought that you guys would be much more comfortable.
No. And Alan, we should meet at that place. You know, the only restaurant you ever eat at, where you can order the Red Snapper.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
What place is this? Oh, okay.
Right up the street.
It probably, somebody probably heard that.
Oh, yeah.
Then we'll have some. Tom Gavin will be there.
I don't think. Did anybody hear that?
I heard it.
Did you hear it, really?
I did.
Well.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see if there are people there, then we'll know, you know. Well,
it's not Mike! We'll go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Al.
No, hey, listen, it'll be great. I'm really looking forward to you guys having a chance to spend some time with him.
Are you nervous?
Not at all.
You nervous about meeting your new boss?
Not at all.
Now, he's not your direct boss. He's like. This company now is like the seven-layer nachos at Taco Bell. Right? You got layer upon layer upon layer.
It's hard to keep track. I couldn't even list. You know, like you test people by naming the cabinet officers or the members of the Supreme Court. You could ask me this, and I couldn't do it in the company.
And Al,
you could do it better than I can.
And Al, I only bring this up because I'm reading about it in USA Today and the New York newspapers. What's going on in this bitter divorce between Mel Karmazin and Sumner Redstone? Mm.
No comment.
All right.
You know which side we're on.
I have no comment.
Do you know which side we're on, Mike?
I'm starting to break a sweat with you talking about this.
Mike, it's in the newspaper.
I understand it's in the newspaper.
Mel had his picture in the USA Today yesterday.
I know.
Saying that there's this big...
riff.
Hold on. Charlie Broyhill just sent me an instant message. Why is Alan afraid of Charlie being at this meeting tomorrow? He answered that pretty fast.
You know, I knew he would say that.
Why are you?
I really, you know, if Charlie wants to, it's not, listen, I didn't call the meeting, so, you know, I usually don't, if somebody has a party, I usually don't invite other people.
Charlie should be at the restaurant, Charlie should be at the meeting if it's not at a restaurant.
Listen, Charlie, you know, if Charlie wants to be there, I understand, but I didn't call the meeting.
Okay, so you're saying that, well, who did call the meeting, the new guy?
Yeah, he said he'd love to get together with Don and Mike.
Okay.
How about a bite? You know, we'll grab a quick bite for lunch. And I said, oh, these guys, I don't know if you want to have lunch with these guys. They get a little nervous.
Can we bring Colette? She's the receptionist here. Can Mike and I bring dates?
Tell Charlie to not take it personally.
You bring Colette, I'll bring Madonna.
Madonna friends?
Yep.
From our sales staff?
Amen.
Nice.
Or how about we buy us a couple of dates?
Yeah, we bring some escorts.
We rent some hookers.
That's a fantastic idea.
We show up a drunk.
I mean, really, but beautiful, you know, with sequin dresses. At lunch. Totally inappropriate.
You think this guy's going to be wearing a fancy suit tomorrow?
I can't tell you that.
Answer this. Is he one of those guys that has his initials on the cuffs of his shirts?
He don't. Alan's one of the guys that has the initials on the cuffs of his shirt.
Are you kidding, Al? Do you have that?
No, I don't.
I thought you were. I thought I've seen. You own a shirt with your initials on it.
And I don't have suspenders, as Don thought I did.
But don't. Do you own one, Alan?
Yeah, go ahead.
Honest here.
Uh-huh.
Honest here. Do you own at least one shirt with your initials on it, don't you?
No, I really don't.
You don't?
Why?
No.
Your predecessor did.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a good thing you don't.
How would you feel about this? Just me and Mike and you and our guest... Ben Peterson.
Ben's a good man.
Ben is the building custodian.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
Ben's a very important part of our success here.
Hey, and I, you know, change in venue. How about Little Panda? Why don't we go to the Little Panda?
That's good. Don't you guys have anything better to do to talk to me?
No. No. Alan, this is what people love when we pull back the curtain and they see the inner workings.
It's very exciting.
Of radio. And Alan, am I wrong? Is radio red hot?
Radio is red hot.
Damn right.
How we doing sales wise?
Knock on wood. It's a good beginning of the year.
Very good.
Looking good.
And we owe a big part of it to the Don and Mike show.
How are you now? Tell me something. How are you doing spot rate wise? Are you getting more than you used to?
Yeah, sure we are.
No. Come on, don't patronize
Absolutely.
Me. Don't patronize me.
No, I'm not. I tell you this behind closed doors.
Okay. Well, I know it at one time. Back in the day, like a year and a half ago when we were back in afternoons.
Right.
I mean, I know the economy was different back then,
mm-hmm.
but you guys were charging an exorbitant amount for 1 minute of commercial time on this show. Something, well, definitely with three zeros and maybe a three or four in front of it.
Would this be the part of the conversation you're the most uncomfortable with, Alan?
Actually, somebody just put an order in front of me, so I missed a couple of minutes of what you
just
said.
That's okay. We're talking about rates.
What about rate?
It's got, for this show, at least please tell me, just for my ego.
Yeah.
It's got to be back at the four figures.
You guys are kicking butt.
It's got, is it back over
He'll
four figures?
He'll never tell you. He'll never, he's a salesman. By
it's got to be over four figures.
You guys are doing extreme.
I mean, at least four figures.
Close to the vest.
Close to the
vest. I can't tell you how happy I am that the Don and Mike show
I want to tell you
every day from 2 to 7.
For many years to come.
For many years to come.
No, not many years, Mike. It's 5 years.
Right.
And the deal's up September 2008.
With an option for two more.
Right, but I'm not re-upping. So it's in 5 years.
Well, thanks. Well, thanks. Now you made the... It's etched in stone now, isn't it?
Well, you've known that.
I've got alimony to pay.
Well, you can continue,
it's
but you've
etched
known
in
that.
Stone now. It's well, you alluded to it, but now you come out and blab right
you've
there.
You've known it. You've known it. I've told you.
All right.
I mentioned on the air.
Leave all the candy on the table. Go ahead.
What do you mean, leave all the candy on the table? Mike, by then, you have done spit your water. You and I will have had over 20 years together.
Well, I just hope to God the investments start coming in.
Well, Mike, I know.
You
had a meeting
shut up
today.
No, you can't know.
I promised you I wouldn't.
No, when the time comes, yeah.
I promise.
When the time comes, you know.
I promise.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Hey, you guys are going to be coming up to Harden and Weaver territory soon.
You know, I think we're already in that territory.
Are you getting close?
What are you planning for our big 20th anniversary?
Was that 2 years from now?
That's year and a half.
That's got to be something special.
A year and a half from now, 20 years.
I got
together.
A suggestion.
Yeah.
How about an extra 2 weeks off?
We'll get you cake and, you know, that stuff that we did in the...
silly string.
Yeah, the silly string. Thank you. Mike.
Yeah, I got
silly
it.
String. Now, hey, no, don't say that. Don't say... Please don't say that. Please don't do that. Don't do this. All right? Please. You're in that weird mood today.
Let me just say something.
You're in a weird mood today.
Franks and beans.
Okay.
They're walking outside the studio right now. Franks and beans.
How are you?
Hi.
Hi. Why is there a tour here?
Don't!
No,
don't bring kids to an adult show.
No, stop it.
Let me just explain
these
to
people
these...
don't, they are not responsible for this.
I say stuff like
this is
not
this. No,
God
no,
damn
no.
On this show.
This is driving me nuts. This is driving me nuts.
Get out of here.
I'm going to shoo them away.
Are you a bad parent?
Oh, this is driving me nuts.
This is not the place for kids.
No, it is. That I agree with.
Yeah.
All right.
Place for kids.
Okay. All right.
Jesus
Christ. All right.
Oh, hey, kids,
oh,
look
no.
at the statue.
No, stop.
This is a statue of a dead race car driver.
Okay, all right. Yeah, please.
See how we've drawn etches through his eyes?
All
yes.
been cleared.
Yes, they're all... Get them, please.
Jesus, Alan.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for tours. I'm all for station morale. But Jesus Christ, you're bringing by like 8-year-old kids looking in the window. What the hell's going on here? Alan?
You know, it's that rudderless ship. What can I tell you?
Yeah, yes. All right.
Wow, Franks and beans.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. Are we meeting someplace or are we meeting here?
I thought we meet at the place.
Okay.
Then if we meet at a place, you don't have the awkward meeting here and driving over there together.
Yeah, all right.
That's awkward for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll meet here, or no, you guys meet here and you meet me and Mike over there.
At the place.
At the place at 1 o'clock.
At 1 o'clock.
At 1 o'clock.
Charlie Broyhill's just coming.
Little Panda.
How old are you today, Alan?
Is it his birthday today, Charlie?
Is it Alan's
That's
birthday?
That's what I hear.
Is it really?
Is it your birthday today, Alan?
Yeah, I think it might be, yeah.
Oh, happy birthday. Oh,
acting General Manager Alan Linewand.
I wish we'd had more time to prepare.
Well, I'm glad you don't.
We can definitely do some for him tomorrow.
Yeah, we could have a little belated. Would you like to pay a little visit to the studio tomorrow, Alan?
That would be a negative.
We can send something to his office, can't we,
yes,
Charlie?
Yes, we could.
Yes, Charlie. We can.
Charlie, yeah.
Hey, Charlie.
Do you want it real or fake?
Charlie?
Real. Real okay. Boobs.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, Alan.
Never mind. I'll talk to him later.
All right. How old is he? You want to play a guessing game on how old Alan Linewand is?
I'd love to play that game. And now, Alan, will you please let us know exactly what the truth is about your age?
Fine.
Okay.
I'm going to guess 47. Mike?
I'm going to say 60.
Buzz.
42.
Robbie.
41.
41.
What's the age?
29.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Please.
44.
44.
Wow.
44.
44. You ever stop and think about how ironic it is that you and I are the same age, yet I make so much more money than you do?
Oh, God. What is wrong? What is wrong with you today? You're out of your mind.
I'm having a good time.
You are out of your mind today.
I'm having a good time today.
God damn.
I'm happy about that.
You know, I'm happy anytime small children are around.
I understand.
It brings out.
Alan, from the bottom of my soul, do not bring kids into the studio again.
It brings out a different level of excitement.
It drives me insane.
You know, that is such an effing mistake to bring children in while we're doing this show.
You know, we're both fathers, you see, and we understand the fact that this show is for adults, and we protect that.
And
know?
Although I kid, I think really inside me it's deeply wrong that you're parading children by and they're hearing out of the hallway that we're talking about, wow, look at the boobs on her. Boy, yeah. I love to F her all night.
I agree.
You know, and the kids are looking in and the stupid parents... are standing out there going, that's Don and Mike.
Oh, my God.
Those are the disc jockeys that we have to turn off in the car when we listen to their show.
It's very weird.
Like a retard parade around here.
Strange.
For God's sakes. Well, we'll bring all this up with the new guy tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, Al.
All right, so, guys. We'll have a good show.
Good meeting. Good meeting. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Al.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
We'll celebrate that tomorrow. We would have today if we would have known.
Well, that's why you didn't know.
Okay.
Ha, ha, ha.
Thanks, Al.
Bye, Alan.
See you guys.
Bye-bye. And...
here we go.
He's silver-tongued and blessed with an amazing sense of humor.
Yeah. Yes, he's Alan Linewand, and what a fascinating layered segment that was.
44.
Acting General Manager Alan Linewand.
44 years young. Mm. He's the man.
Man, I hope there are no kids in that restaurant tomorrow.
is Bush standing by?
Yes.
Yes, we will get to him with the state of the address thing.
Absolutely.
Right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, we can take the phone calls here, I think.
I don't move.
It's getting real gone.
Real, real gone.
Right. We're changed. Okay.
With moods as dark as Cabernet, it's the Don and Mike Show.
We're having a slight problem with our satellites. We'll get set up. I want you to know two satellite interviews still to come today.
Two biggies.
President Bush before the State of the Union and Lucifer answering your Super Bowl question.
Pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah. And we were thinking about putting them together, but we're not going to have time. Maybe on a future show.
Mm-hmm.
All of the lines are ringing, though. Let's take some calls. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
Righteous.
Right. What can we do for you?
Hey, I'm just calling, man. I'm a new time listener, and I love y'all, man. Calling out of Philly, man.
Well, we love you.
Thank you.
I just started listening about 2 months ago.
Thank you. And you know what?
Righteous, dude.
You know what's great is that we can be as cold and heartless to a brand new listener as we are to a long time listener.
Amen.
Right. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, you know, when you go out to lunch tomorrow, invariably the waiter is going to come over and ask, do you want anything to drink?
Yes.
Don't you think, I think you have to talk Alan into ordering like a triple martini or something. Get sloppy drunk with your new boss.
That was a tactical mistake. I don't even know if you remember this. But back when we worked at the other station, 13 years ago,
right,
we did a morning show. So Infinity came over and had a meeting with us, our first meeting with the late Ken Stevens.
Yeah, and then some PD that everybody hated over here that left shortly thereafter.
Yeah, and it was about 1 in the afternoon, which for us was about 6 at night. And I remember I ordered a Bloody Mary. And I thought later that maybe wasn't the right impression. I mean, we ended up getting the job anyway.
Well, I think that, you know, it doesn't matter with us, really, all that much. You know, but we always, I think since that time, I've always done the iced tea Diet Coke route.
Yeah,
know,
well, especially with the daytime meeting.
I don't think he would respect you if you did that.
But, you know,
usually you look around and see what the boss is going to do.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he won't drink. I guarantee the new guy won't drink. And Alan is such a pussy.
Well, that's why you got to make Alan order first.
I'm going to have a car bomb.
What is that?
That's a shot of Irish whiskey dropped into a pint of Guinness.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
I heard Mike talking about escorts to the lunch tomorrow.
Yes.
And I was wondering if I could go and take you.
Are you an escort?
Yes.
Well, I mean, are you a professional escort?
No.
And then
we're
looking for pros.
Another thing.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, no, she's. Well, what else, whore? Ma'am?
Hey, that's not nice.
Well, I'm sorry, non-whore.
And another thing that I wanted to say is that you guys shouldn't be going with a 15-year-old boy.
It's a weird energy today, man.
Does anybody get that?
Yeah, that was a 15-year-old boy imitating a woman.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
Doing kind of an old bit, but I mean, once again, it was it's that tour. It's that tour that came through that's responsible for that call.
Hello, that's a funny call.
That is a funny call.
I like that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don, I was wondering, since you'll have an opportunity with Alan tomorrow, and he mentioned that he took your old PD job, did you, by the way, get your back pay on that?
My back pay. That's another topic, sir.
Ouch.
That's another topic. Hello, Don and Mike.
Might appear that you're a little too piggy if you keep asking for that.
Hello.
How about no buzz to the meeting? How come? In fact, Joe even said he's only the news guy.
That's right.
Joe said that? Well, thank you. Listen, Joe.
Joe.
Joe should not be answering these questions.
Absolutely. It's not Joe's question to answer.
Is Buzz not part of the team?
No, Buzz is not part of the team, but don't tell him that.
Yeah. Joe, you shouldn't be saying that about people, but Buzz isn't coming because he's just the news guy.
He's not part of the team. But we try to hide that from him.
Yeah. Did you say he's not part of the team?
Yeah.
Well, poor Buzz.
Buzz dances to his own drummer.
Yes.
He's just not part of the team.
No, not a team player.
By the way, Garrison Keillor is okay.
Garrison Keillor should be drawn and quartered. Jesus Christ. And his body should be dumped into that stupid lake he writes about.
Lake Wobegon.
I hate Garrison Keillor.
You hate him because he doesn't sell ads.
Oh, God.
I hate him because he's freaking boring.
You hate him because he's not part of the team.
He's not part of a team.
He's on my team.
He's cross-eyed.
Hello, Todd and Mike Show.
He is.
You gotta say Ken Stevens was dead.
Literally, career-wise, he's dead.
Oh, okay. I wanted to know if I could send flowers or something.
Not necessary. Strange calls.
Yeah.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Send them to the unemployment office.
All righty. See you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I heard the noise. Unbelievable. I heard the noise. Hey, Don and Mike, go for your meeting tomorrow. Since you never get a second chance to make a first impression, I think you should dress up for this. And I'm thinking something along the line of the pastel velvet tuxes.
In Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah.
And we have always, I don't know if they were velvet.
It's been our dream.
But they were, I think they were like regular wool or cotton or something like that. But man, we have joked about wearing those outfits if we could ever get them.
and really wearing them, and that would be one of us wearing blue and the other wearing
orange.
orange with top hats and matching canes.
Or lime green.
How great is
lime
that?
Green is a good color for Mike.
Thank you, I agree.
It's a fast
turn. And perhaps an appropriate wrist corsage for Alan.
All right, goodbye.
But I can almost guarantee Masters could get those for you in 48 hours.
I can almost guarantee there's no way we're wearing that to this meeting tomorrow.
I'm saying for your next meeting. Yeah. Let me know.
I'm not going on that. Not tomorrow, Mike.
Come on. Wouldn't that be funny? Walking into that restaurant.
Hi, Alan.
Hello. It'd be very funny.
And we walk in, we come through the door, we look through the window and see that they're seated, and then we come in having that fight like they did in Dumb and Dumb.
Hit him in the back of the ankles with the cane.
God.
You know, of course we wouldn't. You know, and if it came time to actually doing it, I probably would wimp out. But boy, the concept of that. Just you know the what? Total rebellion of management, you know.
I just had the most evil thought in my mind.
What's that?
That
you'd say you'd do it and then you'd just show up with me and there. And I'd come walking in.
For you to be wearing the outfit.
That'd be all right.
And then I'd show up just wearing like a regular suit.
You know, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. I like that line.
Because back when I was a kid in school, I was always the guy that did what we all said we would do, and none of the other guys would do it.
Mm. You know what I'm thinking? Maybe just come into the meeting, since it's been so cold lately, with one of those big oversized raccoon coats and nothing on underneath.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike, Robin Buzz.
Yeah, hi.
Car bombs all around for you gentlemen.
The drink tomorrow, my drink of choice.
I've never, you know, I am aware of the beverage, but I've never enjoyed it, actually. It just does not appeal to me. No.
They're so tasty.
All right.
Curdling in the belly.
Thank you, my friend. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Donaldo y Miguel, long
yes.
time no talk.
This Hola.
Smelly Jelly.
Hi, Smelly Jelly.
Hey, I'd like to congratulate you first off on the State of the Union.
Hold on, you've broken a rule.
We can't take your congratulations because you identify yourself with a wacky name.
Yeah, we can't do that, unfortunately.
I'm sorry.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike.
You know, you go to dumbanddumber.com and get those tuxedos. Me and my roommate got a couple of them about 6 months ago.
Buzz, see if there is such a good at dumbanddumber.com.
Big hit with the ladies, too.
Oh, sure. Why not?
Hey, if you're 24, you can't not have one of these things.
That man, if that's for real, you get the top hat, too?
Yeah. You go on there, you look down a little bit, you can click on and order them. You get the top hat, the cane.
Oh, wow.
It's a beautiful thing.
You find it there, Buzzy?
All right, I'm getting this site is planned for development. How's it spelled, sir? I used the word and, A-N-D.
I think that's how I did it, too.
I've got www.dumbanddumber.com. And
do you spell it with the D-U-M-M-E-R or the D-U-M-B-E-R?
D-U-M-B-E-R.
That's what I used.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Mm.
See you. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, hold on. Mine's not fast enough.
Got to see if he does the other ones, too. See if he does the other ones. It's the same guy. He responds to all the sounds.
Okay, just a second. Give me a second. Come on, keep up. Listen to this tape. God. So I got something I know we can't do. Listen to this out of this tape queuing up. Here we go. That's all right, here you go. Okay. Hold on a second. Oh, hold on. Not that. Hold on this one. No, that's different than this.
Gotta go low.
See you in Toledo, you stupid whore.
Nobody can do him.
Okay. Don't be messing with there. Hold on here. How about we got that one again?
And I'll do this one. Let's see if you're a gamer.
Thank you.
Just want to hear you say it. See if you're really up to the challenge.
I love Charlie's balls.
I love Charlie's balls.
Good job.
Thanks.
Hold on a second.
What are you f***ing retarded?
What are you f***ing retarded?
Here's a hard one for you. Hold on a second.
You are a great guy. Thank you so much. Anybody here never seen us before? Anybody? Couple of people. Well, our show is the memories of Elvis, and this is a tribute to the late King of Rock and Roll. You know, we're not here to make fun of Elvis or take his place or anything like that. We're just here to bring you back some memories.
You're a great crowd. Thank you very much. Anybody here for the first time? We are a tribute band. We are not here to make fun. And thank you very much.
Click.
Thank you.
I'm really glad I met you at the pool today. How about you take off my clothes?
I take off my clothes?
Here you go, final one.
Miss Patty. Miss. Miss Nail. I'm not Nail. I in the wind.
All I can do from that is call.
Good enough. We got you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank
you. Good job. That was the same guy from last time.
Got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Sean Hannity. So Mike, this is the first time I've ever called you, and I'm glad to be listening to you every day right after the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you.
I just think that you would make a perfect guest on their show.
Tell Don and Mike, anytime they want me, I'd be glad to come.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Stupid president.
Operating under the Jolly Directive. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, we're trying. Let's see. Now, we should be able to go via satellite right now to the White House. I'm wondering why my favorite show, 24, is not on tonight. And I see that on all the channels, CBS, NBC, ABC, even Fox.
That's right.
It's the State of the Union Address.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see if I press this button right here.
Right.
We should be able to hear him. We have the music ready. Ladies and gentlemen, George W. Bush.
Third be mine. This be my sweetie. I love you. There it is. Yeah, that's good. Put that one over here.
Who knows what he's doing?
Be mine. Another be mine.
Oh, it sounds like those, you know, those little hearts?
Uh-huh.
Those little chewy hearts?
Yeah. You're my Valentine's Valentine. Candace. You're my Valentine. Put over there. You're my Valentine. Hello.
Hey, George.
Yeah, who's this?
Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hot damn. I've been waiting for 2 hours for you to call. I've just been sitting here waiting for us to go over our speech. We got the big night tonight, and I was playing with my candy hearts. I got sweet tart hearts that came out little sweet tarts.
Those are called conversation hearts.
Conversation hearts. You know, so they have the writing on them, and I save all the I love yous and give them to my wife because I love her.
Oh.
And I thought, I just don't like the be mine or all the things they got with the
the other stuff. I just like the straight "I love you," which you got on just a few of them. Yeah, unfortunately, Candy Hearts don't come up with the, you know, the regular "I love you." I think they ought to simplify. They ought to simplify and just, you know, knock it down to, you know, just a super simple thing, a message that means a lot and it's important. You know, Valentine's Day is, Lauren, my favorite holiday. We really, it's great. You know, and I bet you a magic eight ball, I can eat more of them than you can.
What do you got planned for your TV show tonight?
Well, I'm going to play right before. I want to relax. So what we do is back at the White House, my wife and I, before we drive over to the Capitol, we're going to play board games. We like to play Operation, the old version, you know, to kind of. They got one now. It's a new version where they just ruined the game. The old Operation is, you know, where you take the little tweezers that are electrified with a battery, and you try to get the bone out, like the wrenched ankle and the heart without, you know, without getting the sides.
And if you hit the sides, the guy's nose gets red.
And he goes, man, and you got to put it back, and, you know, you take the cards as far as says, you know, remove this, remove the funny bone, wrenched ankle, and all them things, and that just comes. That calms my ass down before I got to, you know, get out there and do it. Because I don't like the big speeches. It's, you know, it's not that much fun, you know. And we might play Trouble with the Pop-O-Matic game, you know, with the little dice there.
About the good old days.
Yeah.
When you would, you know, drink or do a couple of lines or have a joint.
It's, you know, I mean, when you're president, there's a lot of scrutiny, Don. And you got people that are constantly trying to. You know, trying to look at you and size you up, and I there's nothing. This is the God's honest truth. As sure as I'm a Texan, there's nothing I'd like better than to knock a couple of cocktails back and maybe do some of that stuff I used to do, and maybe do a line or two before I go on. But there's just people staring at me all the time, and all these people who are close to me in the White House aren't the kind of people that I trust, you know, to do that. But I drink plenty of NyQuil before I go to sleep.
Now you have,
especially during the cold and flu season, Don.
You have speech writers. Have they shown you your speech yet?
Yeah, we're going to touch on all the main subjects. You know, I know this. I'm going to start by trying to reassure the country that the State of the Union is strong, and we're gonna try to do the best we can with the problems that confront the United States of America. And I know Al-Qaeda. Yeah, that's the one. Those guys over there are still very much in my mind. And Osama bin Laden is somebody that people still think about him as a threat.
What about Saddam?
Huh?
What about Saddam?
Yeah, I can tell you without looking at my speech, we're talking about a bad man here. You know, a guy that's just bad. And if somebody asked me the other day, well, why do you want to go to war? And I said, you know, you look at this guy, and he's bad. Now, he's just as bad as they come. Bad, man, bad.
Do you know what? This is going to come up tonight, and I've heard you mention this before, and I don't.
Yeah.
When I've heard you say it, you don't have a lot of conviction.
Right.
The evil axis.
The axis of evil.
Do you know what that is?
No, but I sure like saying it. And I practiced it last year, and I said, the axis of evil. And nobody says that better, don't you? Don't you think I say it with a punch?
You're very good.
Now they're trying to tell me to take it out because it's too much of the war talk. But I like war talk. You know, I just wanted to come out. You ever see that movie Patton? You know, with George C. Scott.
Sure, love it.
Oh, I just want to say you got to go to war to make that other bastard pay, and you know, do all the war stuff. You know, that no bastard ever won a war by dying for his country. He won that war by making the other poor bastard son of a bitch die for his country. But they all water it down. You know, there's people saying you're going to make people scared, and I said, hot damn! I don't care if there's a candy ass that's scared of war. We got to do the things we do. We're the United States, and I said to my daddy, I said, when I get to be president, there's nothing makes me more excited than being a commander-in-chief. That I got the jets and helicopters and boats and army men that I can, you know, I used to play army men all the time. I still have a pretty good collection.
Hey,
Crawford, Texas.
How you liking Joe Millionaire?
Ah, I think, you know, I think he's really making a bad decision to let go of Mojo. I thought she's the one that I thought would have put out. She had those pretty eyes, too. She had pretty eyes, just like a Texas girl. Had them pretty, and pretty blue eyes that she had there. I like that show. I don't like Joe Millionaire because it's the plot's a little, you know, all over the place.
Kinda hard
tough,
to follow.
Tough to follow. The shows I can't stand right now. I hate that CSI.
Why?
Oh, you got to be a doctor or a scientist to track what they're doing. I don't understand, you know, picking up the hairs and doing those formulas when they write on the glass and stuff. That bores the hell out of me.
What do you like?
TV shows?
Yeah.
Well, I got a few shows in mind. Let me think. I'm thinking right now. I like the George Lopez program. That's
really?
A fine show. I like JAG, because that Catherine Bell's got a set of jugs on her that won't quit. She's a hottie-totty. I like Star Search. I still enjoy watching the Hollywood Squares in syndication in some of your local markets.
You like America's Funniest Home Videos?
I'm not a fan of that. No, it's not as funny as it used to be. I like to watch reruns of Matlock. That's Andy Griffin.
Andy Griffin
is I think Andy Griffin is one of an American icon.
He's a
treasure, huh?
Griffith, not Griffin.
No, it's Griffin.
No, it's Merv Griffin and Andy Griffin.
I thought it was Merv Griffin and Andy Griffin.
No,
Griffith.
Griffith.
Why is there a TH on the end of that?
That's how they spell his name.
Griffith?
Yeah.
That's not right.
Ask somebody.
Griffin is what his name is.
Ask one of your staffers.
I've said Andy Griffin for years. Turn on the Andy Griffin show.
All right, let me ask
That's
you.
That's a good show. I like that. Griffith.
Who sings that disco song, Last Dance?
Donna Summers?
No, there's not an S on the end of that.
Really? I got all the episodes of The Rifleman on tape. You know, with Chuck Connor? Man, he is good. You know, he ate a lobster one time, shell and all. I swear to God he did. That's a good... I've got John Wayne movie collections that I watch that I like to look at. I like to look at the cable as often as I can. I get everything. I get every channel.
I bet you do.
That's one of the privileges of being president, is you get all those channels, anything you want to watch.
You get Spice?
But they don't let me. They block it out, because that would be bad. Somebody find out that I'm watching that right now. And I hate that Jimmy Kimmel. That's a smart-ass kid, man. I said I'd wipe that smart-ass grin right off of him. I hate him, Jimmy
Kimmel. Why?
Jimmy Kimmel is what's wrong with America. And, you know, I'll tell you one thing. I watched a commercial come on for him where he was going out and talking to people and saying, welcome to the neighborhood. And that Jimmy Kimmel is somebody that I think ought to be fired. I don't think he's good for this country. For America. I like the late-night hosts. You know, I enjoyed Joey Bishop when he was on.
You like Letterman?
Not particularly.
Leno?
Nope.
Craig Kilborn?
Nah. He's not even on my radar screen.
Conan O'Brien?
He's a funny young man.
Now, you like Conan?
I enjoy it when he does the, there's this thing he does, that he takes a flashlight and puts it under his head and he says, talk about the future, and they're just silly nonsense. And I enjoy that. I do like David Letterman when he does the Will It Float segment. I incidentally have a 100% correct ratio on that.
Wow.
I always can tell if something's going to float. Absolutely. There was this one thing, a detergent, that they thought was going to float. I knew it would go straight to the bottom. And it did. It plunged down there, man. It was neat. But we're excited about dealing with the issues that affect Americans, like the economy and
war. What about
war?
The economy? What about the economy?
Yeah. No, don't read. All right, the economy is strong.
Give me the no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Give me the thought off the top of your head.
Off top of my head?
Yeah. Like for an average guy like me, Buzz, Rob, how's the economy affecting us?
I favor more holidays.
What?
I favor more holidays for Americans so that they can be with their families and Americans. And they can, talk to each other and plan and think about spending money in a disposable...
Income
method that will have all the people gathering up the financial freedoms that they've come to expect from an American trilogy of terror.
What was your favorite Super Bowl ad?
Ah, man, that's a tough one. I tell you, there were lots of them. I think altogether my favorite one would be the one that had the poodle on his head. That made me laugh out loud. I love that one. You know, they had the dog on his head?
Yeah.
That cracked me up. I enjoyed the baboon one, and I like those Clydesdales. I like it when they did the replay, because, you know, they used a zebra to make him look like a referee.
Yeah, and that's why that's funny, right?
Yeah, the one I enjoyed the most was the one for Senate Insurance.
Well, I don't remember that one.
Kiss my bumper. Just kiss it.
Now, that was
that young man's got talent.
That was a local commercial.
Huh?
That was local. That wasn't national during the Super Bowl.
I like good and I hate bad. That's the way I felt for quite some time. I like, you know, the axis of evil will be trumped by the good in all of us as Americans. I'm talking off the top of my head right now, son. But I'll tell you, I think this speech is going to be good because I got them to move those little plastic plates up a little closer to my head.
The teleprompter?
Yeah, so I could read it a little clearer. And the letters, the font's going to be bigger. And this year, I'm gonna bitch slap that guy if he doesn't move those words along a little speedier. You know, I just want to tell you, man, I'm just going to go yee-haw, son.
Have a good show.
Don, it's always a pleasure. I just want to say on behalf of Laura and myself, you're a great American who's doing a good job here, and I hope you enjoy my speech.
It's
going to be
you.
Fantastic, and they told me not to chew on my cheek as much this year.
And I will turn the microphone off, and we will say goodbye, President Bush.
Goodbye, my fellow Americans, and God bless America.
And now what we do, we always love eavesdropping
for
just
there.
A couple of seconds to see what he's doing.
Hello. Yes, this is George Bush. Oh, yeah, put him through. Put him through. How are you? Yeah. Yeah, it's good to hear from you, too. I ordered one order of chicken fried rice. Yeah? Can you bring it up? Jiffy, quick. I got to work tonight. I got a speech to write. Chicken fried rice and also the Mugu Gapan. That's good stuff. All right. Thank you. Goodbye. Here I am sitting in the office. I'm the President of the United States. I got the biggest speech in the world. Time to look at my candy hearts again. Be mine. I love that one.
Okay.
Man, this is good.
We're not getting anything there.
No.
I got a fart.
Oh, dear.
The prank will be
on my own finger. Be right back with the second most powerful man in the world.
I'm so good.
Right after this.
I'm a good man. Candy hearts.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Bob Crane enjoyed the Hollywood nightlife and soon found new ways to blend his Playboy lifestyle with his passion for cameras. The star began to videotape sexual encounters. As co-star Werner Klemperer recalls,
I don't know whether you'd call them pornographic, but they were erotic films of sex acts that he enjoyed filming.
The Don and Mike Show.
The Grand Marshals of the Retard Parade, Don Geronimo and Michael Merrill.
Yeah, that parade was going through here earlier today. Well, the Super Bowl was,
Hi, Mike.
Hi. I know you don't like it when I say that.
I understand. That's okay. Thanks for saying that.
The Super Bowl was last Sunday, and now to answer your Super Bowl questions, let's go direct to Hades. Robbie, turn it on.
There he is. It's the man downstairs.
Hey, Mike, what's happening?
Oh, I don't know. I'm having just one of those great days there, Satan.
I know. Don't say all that stuff that makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah, but, you know, I tip my hand. I show him that it upsets me, and he does it more. How do I combat that, Satan? What should I do?
Well, what you should do is, like, when he talks about retards and stuff that makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah,
you should not let him see that it makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah, I know. But, I've been working with him for a long time, and he knows anyway if I let him see or I don't let him see.
Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
I'm going to change the topic.
Please do, Satan.
Because I know you're uncomfortable with the whole retard thing.
Yes, thank you, Satan.
I want to say that down here in hell,
yes,
I got a special today.
This
is what I'm piping in all throughout hell. Enjoy it, everybody.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night.
So
evil. I roller skated.
Now, why the I got a brand new pair of roller skates? Same. Why are you
piping off a song, man?
You just don't like it? Are you trying to torture people down there?
Torture piece of ass.
He's evil.
Are you doing this like to just to annoy the residents that live down there?
Listen to this freaking song.
Are you playing this on a continuous loop, Satan?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That is cruel.
And sometimes, if I want to make her sound like me,
yeah,
I do this.
That's even worse.
I ride my bike, I roll the skates, don't
this
drive
is pretty good.
Sing it, Melody. Don't go too fast, but I go pretty far.
It's better.
Wow.
That's how I'm torturing people.
Hey, Satan, can you play more music that way? I'd like to hear more music like you.
I can, but Mike, I'm here today to talk about the Super Bowl.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about retards.
Well, now, you're leading me down that road.
No, I want to hear music. Can't we hear more music, Satan?
On another show.
Oh, okay, very good.
Save the bitch.
Yes, yes, no problem.
Into the locker room.
All right, okay. What are we going to talk about today, Satan?
The Super Bowl.
Super Bowl, yes. Well, you...
How I fixed the Super Bowl.
You predicted the outcome. You said, I believe, that the Raiders are going to win.
Well, I was effing with you.
I know you were. You did that to make everybody who was betting. Yes, what?
And I got a lot of explaining to you.
Right.
But I did say on the show the Raiders are going to win.
We kind of relied on your integrity, Satan.
At the last minute, the guy who looks like the burn victim, the guy who owns the Buccaneers.
Yes, the guy, the weird
Blazer,
right.
He topped Al Davis's offer.
Yes.
I got his soul. I got the soul of his wife.
Did you get his daughter in Rochester?
Both of his children. And yeah, his retarded daughter in Rochester.
Wow.
This show on WHGK.
Very good. And so that's why at the very last minute, I mean, it was such an overwhelming victory. I was wondering if Brad Johnson had maybe contacted you.
Oh, he's too evil. He's too pure.
Too pure? Is that why he didn't get the MVP?
He's too stupid.
Ah, really?
He's too stupid. He's stupidly pure.
But you influenced the game, and there was an overwhelming Tampa victory. I was amazed, and everybody was very, very surprised.
And boy, was I sad when I had to make the call to Al Davis.
Yeah.
On Saturday, I said, Al, I have an offer I can't refuse from the Blazers.
Right.
So here's the first deal. It's a two-part deal. You're going down. First, I'm going to have your center go nuts.
Right.
The center of the team is in Tijuana right now.
That's how you planned that he went down,
yeah,
and he whizzed out?
I sent him down there. He went down to get some lewds,
right.
They're illegal, and he had him drink, and he was all left up, and he missed all the meetings.
Ended up in the hospital, Satan. Are you responsible for that?
Yeah, he's on through 666.
And of course, Tijuana is a Satan zone, isn't it?
Yeah, that's my city.
That's one of your places.
Those are my people. All the Mexicans are my people.
You enjoy Tijuana. I know that you visit there quite often.
Love Tijuana.
There's so many cities that you like, but I know Tijuana's got a very special place in your heart.
That's one of my favorites. Also, I love Sacramento, California.
I understand you like Newark as well, isn't that right?
Newark and New Jersey. New Jersey and you, perfect together.
And perfect for you, Satan.
I have the key to the city.
Very, very wonderful place.
So I have to call Al and say, baby, we've had this lifelong deal.
Right.
I'm sorry, I got a better offer. So I have to F up the center. Then I got to put all the stuff into the game.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, man, dealing with this guy, Gruden.
Yeah, John Gruden, the coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Impossible to get him on a cell.
Oh, really?
So finally I had to do the whole thing where I appear in his room.
Yeah.
With the lightning and the
right.
Fire, and nothing fazes him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm doing all my tricks.
Did you get him?
I'm showing him my hoofs. I'm playing with my tail. I'm going, I am Satan.
Was he fazed by it, Satan?
Get the F out of my room.
Tough guy, Gruden.
So finally I said to him, listen, it's real easy. You want to win the effing game? And he said, we're going to win the effing game.
Right.
And I said, look at this. And I did this deal where I waved my tail around and a big screen plasma TV.
Satan, do you have somebody in back there? I distinctly heard somebody laughing in the background there. Was
that's
that one of your minions in the background?
Larry King. So a big screen plasma appears.
Right.
And it's a preview of the game.
And what's going to happen?
And it says Oakland 76.
Right.
Tampa Bay nothing.
And he couldn't handle that?
And he said, this can't be true.
Right.
And I said, it's true, you son of a bitch. It's true. Sign the papers. You're a knight in Satan's service.
And right on the spot, he signed his soul over to you?
Not his soul, his wife's soul.
Oh, that's so low.
So what I did was I went over to the Gruden house and I had anal with her.
Oh my God. What a surprise that is.
I invented anal.
You invented that?
Yeah.
There's no real natural reason for it, is there, Satan?
No, not at all. I went over there and I rode that thing.
Right.
And she had no idea what was happening.
Yeah.
And then I came back and, I had some BM on my hoof.
Yes.
You did, really.
Where I've been.
That's
taking
pretty
care
nasty.
Of Mrs. Gruden.
That's pretty nasty stuff.
And I said to John Gruden, I said my big scary voice.
Right.
It's your choice, you or your wife.
Right.
And then, like I said, the guy with the bad skin, the owner of the team.
Yes.
The Glazers.
Right.
They made the deal with me. Mm-hmm. And I apologize to everybody who I promised a Raiders victory to.
Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do, Satan. I'm just curious, what's Al Davis going to do now? I mean, he's already sold his soul over to you. What do you do in that situation where you take away his big victory?
Mike, I'll make it up to him.
Okay.
He's going to move the Raiders back to Los Angeles.
He is, and make a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it's really all about the money for him, right?
And I'll tell you how I also worked it out with Al.
How?
I said, Al, you're not going to win the game.
Yes.
But how would you like some rioting?
Oh, really?
On Sunday night after you guys lose.
So that you, that was all you're doing as well?
Yeah. And, of course, Al doesn't get any immediate financial benefit from
right,
that.
Right, of course.
But he likes rioting.
Really?
And I like rioting.
I know you like rioting more than you like all the bad things.
Oh, I love it. God, I love the O.J. verdict, incidentally, was my doing.
Yes, yes.
Johnny Cochran,
yeah.
It's a long-time friend.
Sure.
Let me say, right on, soul brother.
Well, Satan, you know, I know it's a little early, but I know you know the outcome already. Do you think you could, you don't have to give us a score, but who are going to be the two teams that are going to be in the Super Bowl next year?
Well, right now it depends who makes the best bid.
But all the owners, almost all of them, because they're successful businessmen, haven't
they're all in my back pocket.
They're all there. So it's just different degrees. They have to give you another sacrificial offering.
Yeah, except there's a couple of them I just don't like.
Really?
I don't like Jerry Jones.
Not a fan of his?
And I don't like Dan Snyder.
So you don't think that either one of them have a chance of going
no,
to the Super Bowl?
Never. And Parcells called me up. Parcells has been my cat for years.
Well, yeah, that's why. I mean, look at him, and he became such a big tuna.
He said, I need the job. How do you think he's made it through 5 heart attacks?
Yeah, this is true.
Because of his deals with me.
That's the way he survives. And, you know, they say that he's going to turn Dallas around, but not if you're...
Not a chance.
Really?
Next year, here's what you're going to see.
Okay.
You're going to see the Philadelphia Eagles only because Andy Reid has finally come over to my side.
Well, he learned after that championship game.
And I believe from the AFC, the Kansas City Chiefs, because I finally have secured the soul of Dick Vermeil.
You have!
Well, on the first one, it wasn't Vermeil.
Right.
It was Georgia Frontieri.
Oh, that's why they, that's
Rams
why the Rams did so well.
Super Bowl.
That's why that unknown Kurt Warner had the game that he had.
That freaking Jesus. Freak.
Well, he'll never come into your camp.
I effed him up, didn't I?
Yeah.
I effed him up good this year.
Very easy.
The broken finger, 8 interceptions, and 1 touchdown pass.
He loves the NFL, Satan does. Always follows it.
I'm a big fan of all the sports, Mike.
Well,
my favorite team, though, is the New Jersey Devils, obviously.
Obviously, for obvious reasons. If I can talk about one other sport, because it's near and dear to my heart.
And
I don't want to make any kind of deal with you, okay? I mean,
and, Mike, I got to tell you one more thing. The Dixie Chicks are cross-eyed.
Yeah, you made that happen, didn't you?
Yeah, because they wouldn't sign with me.
Of course. My Boston Red Sox, Satan, any chance of them going to the World Series?
No, not enough souls.
Really?
Not enough souls.
All right, well, you know, I've offered mine, but it's not...
Nope.
It's not good enough.
Not gonna happen.
It's gonna be the Yankees again with your pal, George Steinbrenner.
He's my man!
I know he's your man.
He's my man!
Man.
Oh, hold on, I got a call.
All right.
Hold on, my cell's ringing. Just a second.
He's taking a phone call.
Very busy.
Listen. Hey, Nell, baby. Welcome. It's been a couple of days, I know.
Talking to Nell Carter.
I got a suite for you. Right, honey. Yeah. Oh, listen. All the wings you can eat.
Wow.
And here's the great thing. You don't gain any weight. I mean, you're a pig already. But you're not going to gain any weight. Love you. Bye-bye.
Was she laughing at that, Satan?
Yeah, she's funny.
Is she saying, give me a break for you?
He's funny. Oh, hold on. It's ringing again.
Another phone call. He always gets a personal call to everybody that joins him now.
Listen. Huh? Where'd you get this number? I never heard of you. Hold on, I'll ask him. You heard of a guy named Alan Lidewan?
Yeah, he's the general manager at our radio station here in Washington, D.C. What's he asking you for?
He wants to be general manager full time.
He wants to be general manager? Tell him what the deal is.
The deal is this, you gotta have your soul.
Let's see how long this takes.
Hey, no, come on, listen. I deal with Jews all the time. I don't make deals. No. Let me tell you something, pal.
Start to our GM.
You keep this close to the vest, okay, pal? It's the biggest ass on the fence. You get on my team, you get on the Satan team, you get the job. You don't get on my team, you're going back to WMAL. F me, F you.
Oh, wow. I'm really surprised you didn't go along with that, Satan. Well, that'll be an interesting meeting tomorrow. Hope nothing goes wrong.
Go figure.
I don't understand.
Go figure.
That's
hold on, I got to play one more song. Attention, members of hell. This is the main DJ, Satan. Satan.
Satan. Prince of Darkness.
I'm the Satan Satan.
Satan Satan.
When I'm DJing. Enjoy this one for the rest of eternity. Whenever you go to take a leak, when you're in the bathroom, when you're showering, shaving, enjoy Helen Reddy.
I am a woman, hear me roll.
Boy. It's a great song. I wonder what it sounds like. It's Satan Speed.
I'll do it for you, buddy.
That sounds satanic.
It sure does.
Hey, buddy.
Yes, Satan.
The next time I come on the show,
yeah,
I'll do a whole request thing for you.
That'd be fantastic. Satan plays the hits. That is scary.
Wow.
Helen Reddy was a member.
Oh.
Yes. You gotta know that.
So I know now. Listen to this. Wow.
I can do anything.
Go.
I am strong.
Strong.
Yeah.
I am invincible.
I want to hear the hook.
I am
wow.
Wow, fantastic.
I had her for a while. Now I've got Celine Dion.
MC Satan. Wow.
Listen, Mike, it's always great talking to you.
Hey, always a pleasure, and thanks for the insight on the Super Bowl. I had no idea that you pulled a fast one on us at the last minute.
I'm very sorry they came in with the Blazers came in with a very, very hot, very attractive offer.
I understand that, and, you know, we'll all look forward to your predictions for the Academy Awards, which are really not predictions at all. You have it all arranged. Understand you're going to give old Satan Jack another one this year.
I've not talked to Jack. He's a regular client. I do want to say hi. If you have a second for a
Yeah, of course we do, yes.
Shout out to my good friend Marty Scorsese.
Hey, yes.
Who's been ringing my phone off the friggin' hook.
That's wonderful.
You know, here's the thing I think I'm going to do.
Right.
Gangs of New York sucks ass.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get him to give him the award.
Right.
Based on his lifetime award.
Okay.
Like I did last year for Denzel Washington.
I understand you did that, yeah.
Training Day is a good movie. It plays Academy Award.
Still looking for Tom Hanks to maybe give you another call?
Tom Hanks will never be in my camp.
Oh, really?
Will never be in my camp.
I didn't know that.
I'm going to make him make another one, Mike.
Road to Perdition?
That wasn't my deal. That one wasn't mine. That was
kind of a stinker at the box office.
I made $100 million, though.
Did it really make $100 million? I forgot you know the gross.
I'm waiting for another money pit.
Really?
The one where the dog was showing long.
You think he'll make another movie like that?
Yeah, if I have my way, he will.
Very good,
sir. I hate that bastard.
Oh, man.
That's my big, fat, Greek wedding wife, C-word, Rita Wilson.
Boy, you're so opinionated, Satan.
I wish they were in my camp.
Yeah, well, hey, listen, you know, he wasn't here the last time, but Don wanted to say hello. So, Don says hello for the...
Don's a client.
Yeah.
Long-time client, good man. I don't think he's lost all that weight. Look at him, he's big friggin' fat ass. Like he could lose weight. Swim past my ass. He promised me his good kidney.
Wow, that's
good. Adios, like a ghost, Mike.
Hey, take care, Satan.
I love you.
Hey, love you, right back.
Buzz?
Yes?
The offer still stands?
I remember that.
Hey, Rob? Hope you like the swastika at the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
Okay, until next time, I'm outie.
Hey, bye, Satan.
Bye, Mike. Bye, everybody.
There
Come
he
on,
goes.
The
playing his DJ, his DJ tape.
Yeah,
hey, Buzz?
Yes.
Oh, we got to hear this.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Verboten.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's Buzz.
He made it up.
Yeah, Mike, next time we'll do the music.
Oh, that Satan music's a hit.
Wow.
Buzz, what is your lead story on the news and comments today?
Today, Charlie Stuang Stabilak may love the movie Kangaroo Jack, but the Epilepsy Foundation does not.
Get to know Charlie.
Hey, wow, what a show. Bush, Satan, and Charlie.
Get to know Charlie.
Charlie.
Stay tuned for news and comments, coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Wearing Cuban heels and cowboy hat, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
It's time for Buzz right now. Buzz brought to you by Viramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Viramax. Available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere. Or call 1-888-VMAX. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, the way the Epilepsy Foundation sees it, people with that condition get enough ridicule in real life and don't need any more of it from a movie like Kangaroo Jack.
Get to know Charlie.
Why were they ridiculed?
Well, I guess it was part of the comedy in the movie. In the movie, there are a couple of jokes made about an off-screen character who has epilepsy.
Get to know Charlie.
But it's the funniest movie out there.
You saw the movie, right, Charlie?
I did. I don't remember the epilepsy jokes, John. I really don't. I'm really offended.
Do you know what epilepsy is?
No.
Uh-huh.
I don't. Is it like removing hair?
No.
No.
Like the epistop.
That's epilady.
No.
Epilady.
No, it's not.
People have seizures.
I had a counselor one time that used the epilady on me.
Oh, dear.
On your hair down there?
Mm-hmm. Wow. All of it.
Sorry about
Took
that.
Took it out.
Clean out?
One at a time.
Mm.
It hurts.
If you have epilepsy...
Then she put butter on it.
Wow.
Oh, the person would have a seizure.
Yeah.
What's a seizure?
Like when they would go...
Sort of uncontrollable shaking.
Yeah, it's funny!
Get to know Charlie.
Get to know me!
Epilepsy Foundation executives say they'd like to meet with producer Jerry Bruckheimer about this.
All right.
They say they'd like him to take the epileptic jokes...
Hi, Buzz!
Hi, Charlie. How are you?
I'm good.
It's good to see you.
Did you go see Kangaroo Jack?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
It is so funny.
I understand it's the best movie ever.
He puts a jacket on a kangaroo, and the kangaroo runs away, and it hits the kangaroo with planes and trucks.
Well, that is funny, but the Epilepsy Foundation people have problems with some of the other jokes.
Oh, don't worry about it. Jesus, that's funny.
They say they'd like Jerry Bruckheimer to repair the damage with a positive epileptic role model in a sequel to Kangaroo Jack. You'd like a sequel, wouldn't you, Charlie?
Yes, I would.
I thought so.
I don't care who has the disease.
And if the Epilepsy Foundation could really have their way, what they want, they say they'd like to see a movie in which Arnold Schwarzenegger plays a hero who just happens to have epilepsy.
All right. I'm
Get to know
board.
Charlie.
Get to know me.
A lot of people would pay to see
Hi,
that.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Charlie. There will apparently
hey,
be...
Hey, Buzz.
Yes, Charlie.
Do you have any peanuts?
Not with me, no, but I can get you some.
All right.
Mm-hmm. There will apparently be yet another Batman movie. The new director says Batman fascinated him as a kid. Quoting Chris Nolan, he's the most credible and realistic of the superheroes and has the most complex human psychology.
How do you feel about that, Don?
You know, I take it totally seriously.
I know you do, but I mean, you've gone hot and cold over there. Well, no, you know, I think you've always been hot. You got a Batman tattoo.
I love Batman, but my fear is I'm afraid this will be Batman the Dark Knight. That they'll make him even... darker than he was in, like, the movie with the Penguin and stuff.
And you don't want that?
No. I want somewhere between the first Batman movie with Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson and the TV show.
Oh, okay. All right, so you want it even lighter.
I want somewhere in between. I mean, it can be serious, but have him wear the goofy looking costume with the big blue gloves and have him drive the old cool TV Batmobile.
I'm going to throw a name out, and I'm totally serious when I say this.
Okay.
It might be out of left field, but for a Batman, if you wanted that, you know who I think would be a great Batman?
Who?
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, well, you know what? I didn't like Michael Keaton at first, so why not?
Kevin Spacey is, I think, weird enough and quirky enough, but also heavy enough to play, you know, that guy in between where he could do a little bit of the tongue-in-cheek stuff, but he also could be, you know, a heavy guy but he just doesn't look... He looks a little doughy to me.
Yeah, he doesn't have the build.
Right. He might be a good villain.
Yeah, great, absolutely.
Villain. I'm no fag, but I thought Clooney was, like, pretty good as Batman.
Yeah. Right.
They should bring Clooney back, but he'll never do it.
No, probably not. The latest director's thinking about maybe using Guy Pearce from Memento as the next Batman.
Yeah, goodbye.
Yeah, I thought so.
Guy hasn't made any big movies besides that.
Guy Pearce is married to Madonna, isn't he?
No, that's Guy Ritchie.
Guy Ritchie. I get so many guys mixed up. Hi, Guy!
Oh, by the way, Warner Brothers is also working on a new Superman movie. Candidates for the lead include Josh Hartnett.
Well, now that's going to be pretty hard. How are you going to work him into a wheelchair?
Well, they They won't use Christopher Reeve.
On top of a waterfall.
They're looking.
And I'm not going, Buzz.
Top of the stairs. They're looking at Josh Hartnett, Jude Law, Brendan Fraser.
They might as well call him Fag Man.
And Ashton Kutcher from That 70s Show as Superman.
He's Superman retarded. He'd be a good bizarro Superman.
There you
know,
go.
God, will anybody please take this seriously? No,
apparently not.
Letterman, you know, says a lot of things, but one of the things he jokes about, but I think he's serious, there is a star shortage when you hear those names.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all kind of like girly men. We don't have a, where are the you know, John Waynes?
Good question.
Clooney, and again, not, you know, I'm not a...
the Kirk Douglas.
Clooney's like the only guy out there.
I mean, a real, like, kind of, even Brad Pitt isn't.
He's kind of a pussy.
Yeah, he's kind of girly man-like.
Yeah.
And so's Jude Law, you know? I mean, I'd like to see kind of a, you know, where are they? Where are the stars?
I don't mind Matt Damon.
Uh-huh.
I can't stand Ben Affleck.
I hate Ben Affleck.
I mean, he'll be all right as Daredevil because he's a blind guy, okay? So you don't see his eyes, and his costume has no eyes in it.
And what happened to Vin Diesel? He's not going to be doing anything anymore, is he? I mean, is Vin Diesel going to be, you know, like, I don't think he qualifies.
Vin Diesel is dumber than Arnold.
Wow.
Now we must disagree on that. There is no man.
They are doing a sequel to Triple X.
Oh, really? That's about it.
That means anything.
Right.
Aging actor and stroke victim Kirk Douglas was so inspired by his son Michael's wedding to Catherine Zeta-Jones, he's going to renew his own wedding vows to his wife Anne. They've been married for nearly 50 years.
I do.
MSNBC quotes Kirk as saying, "I will propose to her again. If she says yes, I'm going to have a wedding."
I do.
Almost as big as Michael and Catherine.
I do.
I made.
Washington Redskins owner Dan Snyder has stopped short on his plan to shrink.
We get it because he's a short guy.
On his plan to shrink workers' compensation payments to injured players. Snyder was asking state lawmakers to cut the size of the payments. But after hearing from the players, the idea faded. The team argued that it's spending millions on players who were double-dipping, taking the workers' comp along with their salary and other benefits. The lawmakers were concerned that other employers would come forward and ask for, quote, a Dan Snyder exemption. They said there was little chance such a bill could be approved. Quoting one lawmaker, "This is the craziest thing I've seen in 20 years.
Think big.
Little, there was another joke. Little,
a couple
Buzz,
in there.
We'll be back after this short break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They should know better. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You know this, but I got to read it again. Buzz, I'm not reading.
You know this.
I memorized it.
I know.
Buzz, brought to you by Viramax. Sexual enhancer. Great sex more often with Viramax. Available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers. Called 1-888-TRY-VMAX. And now, here's B-U-Z.
I'm Don and Mike. Well, they say they got the idea from The Sopranos. In Santa Ana, California, two half-brothers, 120, the other 15.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Tony.
Are accused of killing their mother, cutting off her head and hands to hide the crime.
Hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
Hi, Junior.
They're being arraigned this afternoon after being arrested on Friday. It's yet to be determined whether the 15-year-old will be tried as an adult. The mother's cause of death was strangulation. The brothers...
Oh, poor you!
The brothers were caught when a security guard saw them near a dumpster where the guard later found the woman's foot.
Hello, Don and Mike. This is Furio Junta from The Sopranos.
Hi, Furio.
I never listen to you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Did the mother kill one of the boys' horses?
No. Nothing like that.
Burning down the stable?
We don't know the whole story yet.
All right.
The rest of the body was found in a roadside ravine in Orange County where it was spotted by motorists.
Gee.
And now, news from Nebraska, where native son Johnny Carson has just donated $500,000 to the state's cultural endowment.
We got a big Johnny Carson bit planned for tomorrow's show, Buzz.
Excellent.
Big Johnny Carson reunion with his granddaughter.
I'm having trouble breathing.
Something out of the tabloids that we read.
Wow. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's all right.
The money will be used by the Arts and Humanities Councils to hire guest speakers.
Hi-o!
Hi-o!
Ah, great one!
Yes, Ed.
What was the bit we used to do? Oh, let me bite off your anal polyps, great one.
You are correct. Butt breath.
I'll drink to that.
I'll drink to that.
Hi-oh.
Carson started his career as broadcasting in Omaha. That could be a question on Jeopardy, by the way. There are a lot of Nebraska questions on Jeopardy, and Alex Trebek says it drives him crazy. Turns out four of the show's top producers and writers are from Nebraska.
Man, it's cold out there today.
How cold is it, Johnny?
It was so cold, I saw a robin on a ventilator. Oh, I'm sorry, that's me.
I'll drink to that.
Thanks, Ed.
But quoting Alex, come on, there are only so many questions you can ask about Nebraska. In sports, baseball officials meeting today with folks from three areas that would like to be new home of the Montreal Expos. The areas are Washington, D.C., Northern Virginia, and Portland, Oregon. And finally, the big...
Boy, I hope, I hope.
You get into it. I say I will predict that if they put one in Northern Virginia, you'd probably attend a game or
we
two.
If we get a National League team, I probably would go.
And that's what you'd get. You'd get a National League team.
Absolutely.
But they shouldn't be called the Expos.
No.
No, you
the Washington Expos.
You should... it should be a Northern Virginia name.
Yeah.
The Necks.
The Anthills. The traffic jams.
Yeah.
The nose pickers. The booger eaters.
The BM eaters.
BM eaters.
There you go.
With the score, Pirates 3, Eaters 2.
The big fad in Japan these days is wearing really long scarves.
Oh, look at me wearing my really long scarf.
Oh, caught in escalator again.
That may fade now that this fad is killing people. One woman is nearly out of a coma after being thrown to the ground by her 6.5-foot scarf, which got caught in the spokes of her motorcycle wheels. But there was a similar incident in November that killed a woman with a long scarf that got caught in the engine of a go-kart. But it's always something. A couple of years ago in Japan, it was platform sandals until a woman fell, hit her head, and died. And women wearing the platform shoes in Japan have caused a rash of car wrecks there. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You're best.
Sorry, we're out of time. That sounds good.
Stop looking at Japanese.
Oh, that's it. It's over. We got to go. Thank you, everybody, for another great show. We will see you tomorrow.
That's
Japanese. Good day to you, sir.
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 Any moon crickets in Japan?
It's a delicacy over there.
Japanese. BM.
Eaters.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.